Welcome to special live coverage of high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage tonight is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Lomar Machine and Tool, Cochran Electric, Hanover Horton Schools, and Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tonight's special live event is available on your radio at 95.9 FM and online around the world at 959thepowercow.com. We now take you live to the press box. High school football on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn, broadcasting live from the crater. It's high school football. Normally, you would be enjoying more music and less bull, but tonight, my friends, we're going to have more football for you right here from the crater in Hanover Horton. My name is Mark Daly. We bring in Hanover Horton grad Drew Gwynn for the program here tonight. Drew, this has got to be a fabulous feeling for the Hanover Horton faithful to be here two games deep into the playoffs.
Mark, it's pretty unbelievable. After all the years, we've had some rough teams. Kind of like I was telling you, back when I played football, we didn't have any type of football at all before ninth grade. So we finally got a program. We got a coach that's been really teaching the kids up. I mean, this has been great.
And that was just a few years ago. Right?
Just a couple years ago. I mean, I think we still wore leather helmets back then.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I tell you what, we are just getting started with the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take a little bit of a deeper look at both of these teams and what we can expect here tonight with the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Back in 3 minutes.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., C-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Maybe the golf season is coming to an end, but not the great food at Deer Run. Their restaurant is open all winter long for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
And once again, Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn on the broadcast here today live from Hanover Horton High School at the Crater. Which I don't, has that been a relatively new name?
That is definitely a relatively new name. That threw me off the first couple times when we came here.
Okay. Well,
I like it though. It makes sense.
It's the Crater now. And, Hanover Horton, 8-2 so far this year on the season. They started the season with that loss against Monroe Jefferson. Got a win week two, week three. They dropped another one to Michigan Center. But when Connor and I were on the call on that game, Drew, we felt like we didn't get really a full look at what Hanover Horton was like, because they had their quarterback go down in the first half. They had a backup come in. Then they had another backup come in after that. And then Michigan Center's kind of ran away with that game in the second half. A couple weeks ago, much different team, much different outcome in the Cascades Championship at Center.
No doubt. Well, like I said, the defense played a much better game. They were able to contain. I mean, Center throws the ball really, really well, and they had a big problem with that the first time they played them. And I thought their defensive strategy was just night and day from that first time they played them. And kind of like you said, they just injury after injury, and I think they just kind of lost their heart in that game, and they just, like I said, they ran away with it, unfortunately. Yeah.
This Hanover Horton team, they've got some pretty potent weapons on offense, and it starts with the quarterback, who's a junior, so we're looking forward to have him back next year, but Bevier's been doing a really good job this year.
Great job. I mean, they got the kid runs, he's fast, he's got he can throw the ball, there's no doubt. The kid, good presence, and I think he has good control of the team.
A couple other names we're going to be saying quite a bit tonight, Adam Lay and Austin Hochter, both in the air, on the ground. Primarily what we're going to see out of this team is what Coach David Messer brought, is we're going to see a ground game. If you can't run the football in high school, you're not going to have success. And with Bevier and those two names, Lay and Hochter, we're going to see a pretty potent ground game here tonight for the Comets.
No doubt. It's a ground and pound. That's definitely something he's put in this program since he's gotten here. And it's been nice. Hochter, I've gotten to enjoy him because he kind of came up. He's a year older than my boys, so it's been fun watching him kind of progress over the years. And kid's fast. He can do it all. And, I mean, it's fun to see what he can do tonight.
And now with the Vikings from Bronson, they're also 8-2. And what's always kind of a struggle when we come into games like this, we just don't know a whole lot about this team, but you did do a little bit of research earlier in the day.
I did do a little bit of research.
What'd you see on Bronson?
Well, like I said, I didn't get the exact date, but I know they hadn't had a playoff game at home, and I believe it was back in 09, and they're actually their head football coach was on that team back then, so they were pretty fired up to finally get a home playoff game, and obviously they pulled that off to put them here at the Crater tonight.
Like we said earlier, if you want to have a successful game, you're going to have to run the ball on offense. And on defense, it's going to be the exact opposite. If you're going to have a successful game, you're going to have to be able to fill those gaps, and you're going to have to stop that ground game here tonight. That's kind of what I'm anticipating, is a lot of ground game. I know Hanover Horton can throw it when they need to, but their option is going to be to run first, and on defense, they're going to have to stop the run. I don't really know what Bronson is going to bring tonight, but I'm assuming it's going to be a ground game.
I'm assuming as well. I mean, just by looking at what they did last week, they did put up some yards in the air, so the quarterback does have a pretty good cannon, but we'll see. Like you said, I think it's going to be a big running game, and it's all about filling the gaps, no doubt about it.
All right, so here we are, Hanover Horton Schools. It's the second game of the postseason. It's a district championship. And, Drew, we touched on this just a little bit earlier, but, I mean, you're part of this community. You've been coming to these games. Your kids are kind of in the system. When Messer came in 3 years ago, I talked about it with Messer. When I was doing the sports show, we even had the conversation about it. There's a little bit of adversity there.
Sure.
But now 3 years in, you make the postseason last year. You're two games in to the postseason this year, doing things that this school's never done before, winning a postseason game, getting a Cascades Conference championship, vying for a district championship. I mean, I know it's got to feel good here in the Hanover Horton Schools.
It feels great. I mean, the one thing that he's put in since he came here, obviously, like you said, we have a couple kids in the program to where it's all about family. Everything's family. It's all about dinners ahead of time. Then they all get together, they watch film every week. And it's just, he wants a community, not just, parents come to the game. He wants them on the field with him afterwards. He wants, everybody there, everybody involved, from the little, the little kids and the brothers all the way up. So it's definitely a totally different feeling than it's ever been.
Yeah, It's got to feel good to be a Comet, to be a Comet this year. Now, things are going well in the district, too. I mean, they just passed that millage, and it's like things have definitely turned the corner, and they're on the up. And you know what it looks like?
And now getting the starting lineup for the Bronson Vikings.
Looks like they're lined up for the national anthem. We don't have any Comets on the field just yet. But I tell you what, let's step aside. Let's take 2 minutes right now. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we'll wrap up the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show, and we'll get ready for kickoff here. Live from the crater, Hanover Horton Schools, Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsurers.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This is Denise Bergstrom, superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools, where we empower all students to succeed. Our exemplary staff and supportive community are committed to fostering a safe and caring environment for every student. At Hanover Horton, we believe that together, students, parents, and teachers create successful schools. From young fives through high school, it is our privilege and purpose to help students reach their academic potential while enjoying their passions in sports, music, and the arts. Come build a brighter future with us, one student at a time, at Hanover Horton Schools.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait, or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process. Brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. Delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
The Power Cow is 95.9 FM, WIBM Jackson.
Now, it looks like Hanover Horton is going to end up receiving, if I remember that correctly, from the coin toss. So Hanover Horton, Bronson won, and they opted to kick off. So Hanover Horton should be receiving as we are just seconds away from getting things started. So we have put a wraps on the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. We are getting ready for the first quarter, which is brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool here at the Crater.
We have off for the Comets, number 9, Austin.
Oh, Hanover Horton is kicking off. They're going to be kicking off to Bronson. Bronson did win, but they have elected to receive to take the ball right off the bat. So Hanover Horton going to be kicking off to Bronson, the Vikings. Hanover Horton tonight to start off this first quarter. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. They're in their white jerseys, white pants. I'm sorry, red jerseys, red pants with the white numbers. Bronson, white jerseys, blue pants.
Purple.
Is that purple?
Yeah, they're like the Vikings, like Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you look at their helmets, even their flat, their mascot actually looks like the Minnesota Vikings.
I am a little bit Scotch colorblind.
That's okay.
You knew that.
The red and white thing, I let you have that one. But that's purple, buddy.
That is purple. So they're all, Hanover Horton, all in red tonight. The kickoff is up and picked up at about the 15-yard line. Takes it right up the gut. Runs through a bunch of defenders there and eventually brought down just shy of the 40.
Vikings returner number one, Adam Aiden Whitaker.
Aiden Whitaker
brought down by the Comets number
on the
zero,
return for the Vikings Bronson.
He made some nice moves to get through there. Not bad field position.
No, you're starting every possession just short of the 40.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in
that.
Good spot. So
no
they're, at the,
about it.
They're at the 38 on the far hash mark. Breaking out of the huddle, getting ready to get things started here. Our first play from scrimmage in this district final. Takes the snap, hands it off. It goes up just off the B gap, and he's gone. Right through everybody. Not a person getting a hand on him. Eventually caught from behind.
Yeah,
and taken down on the far side.
Number 20, Reed.
Yeah, he got to that side. He was able to get to that corner, set that edge, and he was gone.
That was Reed Stuckey on that carry. Boy, what we saw there was just the line being able to blow open the hole, and Stuckey exploded right through that gap with some speed.
One cut, and he was on the sidelines.
Really great. Was that Lay who brought him down?
It was.
Good speed from behind to catch him.
Yep, he's fast.
All right. Here comes the snap. Hand off, right off to the side. He gets him in motion.
Get the edge again.
He's got the edge and eventually brought down. But that was number 30 on the carry for the Vikings.
Number 30.
That was Dalton Horde. Who, maybe not as much speed as that first play, but still able to get the edge and get positive yards.
Yeah, Griffiths was able out there to make a nice tab. It looks like we got some laundry on the field.
We do. We got a flag on the field that's going to be holding against the offense.
Down the Viking.
So that yard that they just gained is going to be brought back as we are at 11:22 here in the first quarter. First quarter, again, brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Bronson, after the penalty, going to be set up.
Brings up
at the 35-yard line. So they're looking at a first
and 20. 35.
Second. No, it's first and 20. It's first and 20. Oh, they just flipped it over to second and 20 here from the 35. And a shotgun. Two receivers to the far side. One back. Hands it off to him. He takes it off to go off the tackle, but then bounces it to the outside. Hanover Horton defense is there.
Yeah, he's ready for that on the edge.
Shuts him down. They get a couple yards on that.
Number 20, Reed Stuckey. Drove out of bounds by the Comets. Number 5, Colin Griffiths.
Reed, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say that was a nice tackle by Griffiths there. He didn't let him get on the edge.
Reed Stuckey, again, the ball carrier for this Vikings offense. Able to get a couple yards. They didn't give him anything. We're still at second and 20 from the 35-yard line. No score here yet in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter.
I don't know if they changed the marks. It looks like they got a couple yards on there just looking by where the stick's at.
There they are. They just changed to second and 17.
Yeah, I thought so.
A little slow on the board here. All right, shotgun snap. Receivers out everywhere. Getting a little pressure as number 7, the quarterback, decides to scramble and is eventually brought down. Looks like they ended up getting a loss on the play. That is Spencer Lozaninski.
Yep, Griffiths had another nice tackle on the edge there. Came up to line, made a tackle, took him down.
Lozinski
not able to get in. Y'all, they give him a yard. Gave him one yard on that.
He must have fallen forward.
So we're looking at what we like to call here a third and forever.
It is a third and forever, there's no doubt.
Third and 16
for this Viking squad here at the crater. 10:21 here in the first, the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. At the 31, looking at 16 yards, one back, three receivers to the far side, one receiver on our side, takes the shotgun snap, drops back about three steps, slings it to his receiver over on the far side and overshoots him by about 10 yards.
That was well covered by Brady Pond. That's a sophomore out there doing that work, too.
Well, he tried to connect to him about the 10-yard line, but it looked like the ball almost hit the pylon. He really overthrew him.
Yeah, that thing sailed on him.
Fourth and 16 here. I wouldn't be surprised if we see them go for it at this point. I mean, you're kind of in that no man's land. If you punt it, it's going to go into the end zone. If you don't get all 16 yards, then at least you're kind of pinning your opponent back a little bit if you don't get it all.
That's a tough call, but last thing I do is give them a shorter field to work on. But, yeah, you're right. I mean,
but, again, three to the far side, one here, one back. Levininski drops back. And
it's picked off
right in the middle.
Uh-oh.
Nobody in the area.
Uh-oh.
This could be a pick six. Finds the sideline, cuts it back in. Gets blockers. Uh-oh. There's nobody but red jerseys
that's
all
the house,
around.
Mark.
Number nine. Oh, Austin Hochter with the pick six.
Wow.
He picked that off at about the 15-yard line and ran it all the way back for the score.
Turns it into the end zone for a Comets touchdown.
Austin Hochter, pick six.
You know what's funny? It's one of those plays on a fourth down. I always say just knock it down. Just, you know, otherwise, if you don't make it, you're going to lose yards. But, man, he hit that. He was gone.
That's a good call right there. Well, there was nobody around him.
No.
He was. You could tell he was trying to find the receiver, which is standing about the five-yard line. Hochter just kind of picked that off, anticipated the route, able to get in the lane, picked it off at about the 15 and just ran it back. Pick six. Smart running, too.
Oh, yeah.
When he ran out of room on the far side, he saw he had some red jerseys this way, cut it back in, and created those blocking lanes.
There was definitely a lot of red out there to give him a hand to make it to the end zone, Mark.
No kidding. Wow, 85 yard.
All right, let's play some football.
And I'm not going to lie. I kind of hope that's the only score we have tonight because that horn's really loud.
You know what's funny, Mark? We talked about that before this, and you know, I was kind of making fun of you complaining about it a couple weeks ago, but I get it now that I'm up here.
So they're setting it up for two. And the beer?
No, he was short.
He was a little bit short, tried to connect.
Pass. Yep. Of course, he was underthrown just a little bit, so he had to come back to catch it at about the half-yard line.
So short with Griffiths. I tell you what, we're going to step aside. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow. 9:40 here in the first. Hanover Horton up 6-0. Back in 60.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Well, I tell you what, we had the kickoff and a much different return this time from Stuckey as they got stuffed at the 32. Still pretty decent field position, but now nowhere near as far as they were at that first time. So here they are, shotgun snap, four wideouts. They hand it off to go up the gut with their lone back and just run right into... I think they like to call it a galaxy of
that
comics
is
here.
Galaxy of comics, Mark. Okay. You will probably hear that more than once, one time coming out of my mouth tonight. That will definitely be said more than once.
Looks like
number 20, Reed Stuckey,
they pick up a couple yards there. So Stuckey,
Levi Teachout.
Stuckey again on the carry. It sounds like they're going to be using Stuckey quite a bit tonight on the ground. All right, again, they've got two wideouts to the far side, two our side, one lone back. Lobaninski takes the snap, hands off to Stuckey, who goes off to the right side off of that tackle, and again runs through a couple Comets.
Yep, a couple missed tackles on that.
But is able to get a few yards. They're going to put them at third.
Number
About one, maybe?
Stuckey. Third and one.
Brought down by the Comets number three.
Yeah, Ross finally brought him down. But yeah, he definitely got through a couple bodies in there.
So we're about third and one right now.
Brings up 8:30
here in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter.
Comet fans, it's third down.
6-0. Comets on top after that Hochter pick six. But, all right, four wideouts, one lone back. Here's the snap. Hands it off again.
Oh, they lost some yardage, Mark.
On a third and short, they get knocked back 2 yards.
Vikings ball carrier number 20, Reed Stuckey.
Stuckey again on the ball on the 56 on the carry.
Teachout.
Yep. Making a couple key stops.
He got through quick. He got through there quick.
He did get through there quick. Virtually untouched. They didn't bring us blitz that time. That was just all line work.
Mm-hmm.
And gets the stuff. And now Bronson, the Vikings are set to punt. Low kick, kind of line drive, lands at about the 35, and it rolls to the 20. So that's where the Comets are going to start.
Down the ball at the 20-yard line.
Comets didn't have much air on it, but it was effective.
6-0, they're on top of Bronson here in this Division 7 district final. 7:33 here to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. So Comets, we get to see them on offense for the first time tonight.
Yeah, so far they got a score with a little defensive work.
Man, just all by himself on that pick six. 85 yards on the return.
I bet that quarterback likes to have that throwback, Mark.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he would. Yeah. And you can tell they didn't throw it all that last series.
No,
so
I think you called it. I think we're going to see a lot of ground game today.
All right, Messer's offense lining up. Here comes the snap, and it's handed off. That was number five. Colin Griffiths getting his number called, takes it over the right tackle, and picks it through that defense to get a first down. Sticks are moved after the first snap.
That was some good second-tier blocking, though, too. Once he got through the line, he saw that nice hole from everybody else get through there, give him some room.
That offensive line is getting some push here tonight, early in the game. And we saw that a couple weeks ago. Last time I saw them was when they played Michigan Center, and they just wore that center line down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bevere under center. Takes the snap, hands it off, and the ball's loose.
They dropped it. Yeah, they recovered it.
He dropped it just before he was about ready to head through the line, and he had to come back to fall onto it. But it was, you keep the possession. You don't really lose anything. You lost a couple,
lost a couple yards.
Lost a couple yards on
but
it.
You so, keep the ball.
But you have the possession.
Second and 12 from the 30-yard line.
Second and 12 from the 30. 6:35 here in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. 6-0 Comets on top of the Bronson Vikings. Taking some time getting this play in.
Well, why rush it at this point? You want to get the right people, get the right play.
Bevere, number six, bringing in the play from the sideline, lines up under center, three backs, one wide out, hands it off to the far side as they take it over that C gap, able to pick through, picks up a couple 3 yards on
Comets
that one.
Ball carrier, number 24, Ledger Inman.
Inman, that's a name we haven't heard a whole
brought
lot.
Brought down by the Vikings, number 55, Carson Sayre.
To be honest with you, I haven't really much, Mark.
Ledger Inman.
Third and nine.
With the carry. That's a long 9 yards. It's third and nine, but really,
yeah, they're pretty much 10.
They're really just a few inches past the original line of scrimmage.
Well, is that going to air it out on this one then?
Well, they only got one wide out, but they do like to bring some of the receivers out of the backfield. Hands it off. It looks like they're trying to get the edge. Bevere handing that
Comet
off to number nine,
Austin
Hochter, who gets just a little bit. Seems like this Viking defense kind of tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, they sure did. He was tackled by a boatload of Vikings, maybe?
I like it. Boatload. Boatload of. So we've got a fourth and nine.
Brings up fourth and eight from the 34-yard line.
More of a realistic. Yeah, fourth and eight. It's a long eight.
Number nine, Austin.
They're setting up to punt it away to the Vikings. And it's up. Well, a high punt.
Yeah, it is.
Got a lot of air under that one.
That's
and he just walked away from it. It rolls down to the 15-yard line, so that's where the Vikings are going to take over from their own 15.
The Vikings will take over first and 10.
That's a lot of field. That's a lot of field to cover, Drew.
That was, no doubt about it. That was a, they had that one first down, they squeaked through. Other than that, what'd they do, get about a half a yard out of that?
Well, and they also had that holding penalty, which really put them back at 1st and 20.
Right.
Second and 20.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
true.
Had a lot to make up.
That's true.
So here they are, second time on offense here at this Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. And, well, they only tried one pass so far this game, but they've got three wideouts our way, one on the far side, one back. Lobininski takes the snap, hands it off, and they're going to take it our way. Tries to find the edge again. He's going to turn the corner before he's hit by number two and taken out of bounds.
Vikings ball carrier number 20, Reed Stuckey.
Reed yep. Stuckey again on
the
carry.
By the comments,
yeah, that Brady
12.
Pond cut the end.
Brady Pond. His mom teaches, like, what, second grade or something like that?
Yeah,
okay. So Brady Pond.
Brings up second and one.
It's loud up here.
It is very loud up
it's,
here,
you know, it's, there's going to be some gaps because we've got the luxury air horn on my left and the loudspeaker on my right. So
my head is literally a foot away from the game.
So our listeners have heard broadcasts from here before. All right, hand it off again. Try to take it our side, and that one's just blowing up. Blown up. Stuckey again on the carry. Just stopped.
Reed Matthews busted through there.
Brought down by the comments.
They're bringing some good, I tell you what, they're getting some good pressure. They keep trying to get to the edge, and they've been locking them up pretty good.
They're looking at third and one. No, third and three.
No, they knocked it back a few.
Knocked it back. So third and three.
You know what time it is.
3:55 here in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. So we're looking at a third and three. Boy, you know, when Hanover Horton needs it, they're just able to get through the line and blow things up. They've got three on the line right now. Three wide outs, one on our side.
Wow, they got him short, stopped him short again.
They tried to hand it off to Stuckey, and he's going to take it the other way. But Hanover Horton D stuffed that again. Another tackle for loss.
Number zero.
Forcing him to punt the ball again.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to go for it here.
You sure hope not, Mark.
You're not in desperation mode just yet. So you're not going to go for it here. So Hanover Horton, just like that, dialing up their defense, dialing up a three and out, going to get the ball back. Their return standing right on that ginormous double H logo.
It's beautiful.
Punt comes our way. They're just going to get away from it. They're just going to get away from it.
Start the ball. Start about the 34.
Lucas Nadell
at the 34-yard line
was there to return
and
just got away from it. Saw a whole boatload of Vikings rowing their way.
That's it.
Can we say row the boat here? Is that safe?
We don't need DJ Fleck showing up, that's for sure. What do you think the color field is? Is that a fjord?
Yeah. A what?
A fjord?
A fjord?
Is it fjords? What are Vikings living fjords?
No. And I watched the entire Viking series. I don't remember ever hearing that word.
Well, I watched How to Train Your Dragon. They were Vikings, right?
I think so. Oh, man. I knew I was going to have some fun today.
What are you going to do?
All right, so they are taking over at the 34. Hanover Horton taking over. It's 1st and 10 from the 34. 2:59 to go here as they're up 6-0. Hand it off. Take it over the C-gap over on the far side. Looks like they're going to get a couple on that.
They got a couple.
Comets ball carrier number
guess
four.
Guess what, Mark? They were tackled by?
Nadell on the carry there.
Brought down by the Vikings number 78.
Variety
Sam
of Vikings.
Kempinen.
That's funny. So they're looking at 2nd and 7 right now. And really, if your ground game is able to hammer out an average of 3 yards each carry, you're in good shape night long.
You're in really good shape. It's hard to stop points if you're putting up 3 yards every play.
And you're chewing up the clock, too, keeping the ball out of their offense's hands. So, again, snap. And they kind of do a fakeroo to one hand. And they hand it off to, was that Hochter on the far side? It hits the corner. Able to get a few extra yards on that. He's going to be, they're going to be knocking on the door of 3rd and short here, so they're knocking on the door of moving the sticks. It looks like it's going to be 3rd and long.
3rd and 2 from the 42-yard line.
Dude, that's a long two.
That's a very long
that's
two.
That's a very long two. 3rd and 2 as they are on the 42-yard line. 1:48 to go here in this Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. All right, they line it up. They got a wide out to the far side, two backs. Devere under center, hands it off, goes off the guard, takes it up the gut, gets the first down. About 5 yards, five plus yards on that carry.
Yeah, he got through there. He almost got touched to that 33 Jace Harbaugh down.
That's right.
That was enough for a
got right through the line. It was the linebackers that had to bring him down.
Yep.
So they're looking at first and 10, just shy of midfield. They're at the 48-yard line. Minute 20 left to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. 6-0 as the Comets are on top right now. After that, Austin Hochter picks 6 from the 15-yard line, 85-yard return.
That made me tired just watching it, Mark.
It made my ears bleed just calling it. Oh, where'd that ball go? I was looking. I was looking at it coming this way.
Yep, so was I.
I thought they were going to hand it to Griffiths.
That was right down the gut.
And it went up. Yep. So got just short of a yard.
Brought down by the Vikings number 3.
So first and 9. Harvey. I bet they're just going to let this run out.
Brings up 2nd and 9 from the 48-yard line.
And so we only have 35 seconds left to go in this Lomar Machine and Tool first quarter. We already had one score on the night. That was an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown, that 15-yard pick 6 from Austin Hochter.
Yeah, offensively, neither team have really gotten going yet.
2nd and 9. They get they get it off before the end of the quarter. Take it off of the tackle on the far side.
Yep, he was still pretty quick. He was able to bang out maybe another yard and a half.
So they're going to be looking at 3rd and long coming up, and that's going to be at the 2nd quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
By the Vikings number
as again, the Comets on top, 6-0. We head to the 2nd quarter live from the crater on 95.9 the Power Cow. 60 seconds.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle, one that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. Aeroquip Credit Union has a student Visa card or Classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a Gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or Platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with Aeroquip Credit Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
All right, we're live from the crater, 95.9 The Power Cow, start of the 2nd quarter as they hand it off to Hochter.
Oh, lost it too. They had that play right off the bat.
Yeah, he tries to get on the far side.
Number 9, Austin Hochter.
But just brought down
by the Vikings, number 3, Caleb Harvey.
Comets lost containment on that one. And Vikings were able to get through and get the stop. So they are fourth and 12?
12, I would say.
Is what they're going to, yeah.
He was almost able to squirt past. He got by the first guy, but the second guy was able to pull him down.
So they're going to set up to punt on this one. You know, the Comets defense, they've been able to stand pretty strong. And their offense has shown that they can move the ball a little bit, chew up some time.
Well, so both lines have been playing pretty good on both sides of the ball so far.
Oh, line drive kick. It lands at about the 25 and just rolls down just short of the 10. Or just past the 10. So they're going to be at like the 9.5-yard line. Go ahead.
I'll say he definitely had to get rid of that, though. He was starting to get some pressure on that left side because he was getting ready to kick that ball. I think they sped him up, so I think that's why he got a little more line drive on that one.
A little bit. Ended up doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's good field position. You got them inside the 10.
From the 9-yard line.
They're going to call that the 9. Looked like it was a little bit closer to the 10, but they're spotting it at the 9. So first and 10 for Bronson. 11:04 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Bronson lines up. Boy, they're taking their time getting to the line, don't they? Those big boys are just walking up to it slow.
Yeah, make sure they can get their oxygen, Mark.
2 wideouts on each side, 1 lone back, and they hand it off to him again. He's stuffed.
Right at the line. Right at the line.
Stuffed. That's probably going to be a loss.
Vikings ball carrier
as
number 20,
Stuckey. 20 again. They're just sticking with Stuckey tonight. Every carry's been Stuckey tonight.
Yep. He's also made a couple nice plays on defense. Yeah.
Adam Lay, who we haven't called yet on offense, usually he does carry a decent load for this Comets offense, and they're getting the tackle for the Comets. So here we are again, two wideouts, Stuckey in the backfield, man in motion, and he gets his number called. Handoff to him while he's in motion, tries to get the corner. But you've got three Comets right there to make a stop and a flag. Our second penalty of the night.
Yeah, Hochter got that first pop, and Field came in to give him a hand, taking him down.
Looks like they got some positive yards on that one. Maybe about three.
Comets number nine, Austin Hochter, under the flag on the play.
We got a face mask.
That's
going to be against the Comets, and that's going to be a free 15 for Bronson as they get a fresh set of downs handed to them by this Hanover Horton defense.
That's the Vikings' first down.
10-21 here in the second quarter. It's 6-0 with Hanover Horton on top. We haven't seen an offensive score yet. That was Hochter with that pick six, getting the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown earlier in the contest. All right, so Bronson ready to go. They've got two wideouts on the far side, two backs, one wideout on our side. Take the snap, and it goes to Stuckey once again, tries to take it off of the left guard, and is just stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Galaxy, Mark. Galaxy of Comets.
Just a galaxy of Comets.
Brought down by a galaxy of Comets. Well, when they get in the line like that, they stuff it right away. There's three or four all going to the ball at the same time.
Well, they bring that four linemen front, and they've got four linebackers, and, I mean, they're really good, disciplined linebackers, and as soon as they key in and where that ball's going, they're all just there. It's a good swarming defense.
Yep, just what you want to see.
All right, they're spread out everywhere, these Vikings, as they've got second and nine. Stuckey in the backfield, man in motion. Stuckey again gets the ball. No, it went to the far side.
Yep.
I totally missed that.
Got outside. Adam Lay brought him down. Got some help from A.J. Fielder out there.
That was Dalton Ward. We called his name a couple times tonight.
Adam Lay.
He tried to get the first down.
A.J. Fielder.
Looking at third and short right now for this Viking squad.
Third and two from the 37-yard line.
Third and two. They're at the 37. 9:15 to go here in the second quarter.
You know, it's pretty obvious when they're putting those receivers out there. I don't think they're even thinking about throwing to. They're just stretching out the defense.
That's all they're doing. Yeah, they've only thrown it once tonight.
Yeah, one try.
They'll bring the receivers in on motion, and they'll hand it off to them while they're in stride. So there, just like they did that time, hand it off to number one, who ends up getting the quarter, but then just stopped. He gets the first down.
He got the first down. He paid the price for it, though.
He got hit Breaking by a whole bunch.
Number one, Aiden Whitaker brought down.
Whitaker.
It's
the first time we called Aiden Whitaker's name tonight. Aiden Whitaker
first down.
Getting the edge, moving the sticks for the Bronson Vikings. 8:50 here in the second quarter. 6-0. Comets on top, but Vikings offense showing a little sign of life. They got a free first down off of the penalty. All right, they hand it off to Stuckey, who stopped. No, that's not Stuckey.
Stopped right away. Big Reed Matthews getting through there.
Ball carrier number three.
Knocked
it
back for at least 2 or 3 yards.
Drew McCann with the run. And just got stopped. They lulled me, Drew. They kept calling Stuckey's number. I just assumed it was Stuckey.
I'm kind of surprised myself.
But they called up McCann.
Timeout Vikings. The first of the half.
McStopped. All right, it's a timeout Vikings. Let's take 30 seconds. We're back in 30 with the Comets on top. 6-0 live from Hanover Horton. This is 95.9 The Power Cow.
Attention students and parents, thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
To high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
8:25 here in the second as we have Hanover Horton on top, 6-0 in this Division 7 district final. Bronson has the ball, and Drew, they're showing that they're able to move it a little bit this possession.
They definitely have. Like you said, they're sticking to the ground. They keep pulling out wide, and then it's handoffs, it's motion, it's just trying to get somebody going the other way and making a cut.
Trying to use their speed against the Hanover Horton defense. So again, we've got four spread out, two on the far side, two on the near side. One goes in motion. Here's a snap, and they hand it off to McConaughey, who runs right into his blockers and is stopped at the 40.
Vikings ball carrier number 34. Yeah, it looks like
Reed Matthews plus a couple of the comments got on that one.
Whole bunch stopping them right there. So now we're looking at 3rd and 12 from the 41 for this Vikings offense with 8:03 to go here in the second.
Yep, so, defensive battle so far.
Brings up 3rd and 12.
Yeah, a little bit. And it looks like the Comets have been able to dial in the right defense to pull in the stops. 3rd and 12. Four wideouts again, one back. Handoff does not go to Stuckey. He drops back to pass, lets it fly down the middle. Almost completes it. Almost completes it. There's a flag on the play, but number one, Aiden Whitaker, had that in his hands and out.
Was incomplete, but there's a flag on the play.
I got to be honest, Mark. I know we're a little ways away, but I didn't see too much contact on that pass.
It looks like they're going to call PI on that.
They sure are.
The refs are talking about it. Yep, pass interference.
Pass interference against the Comets.
Against the Comets. And again, Comets in a very inopportune time, giving Bronson a fresh 15, giving him 15 yards and a fresh set of downs.
Yep.
Happened on a face mask earlier in this drive, which started at the 9.
Yeah, that's true.
And now,
they're getting 30 yards this series.
Slowly and methodically, along with the free 30 yards, Bronson finds themselves at the 44-yard line, 1st and 10, 7:39 here in the second. Bronson snaps it, hands it off. Number one's got it. So that's Whitaker, if I remember correctly. Gets the corner. That's going to be really close to a first down.
Yep, knocked out of bounds by Fielder and Hochter, all both about the same time.
Aiden Whitaker gets the edge, uses his speed, finds the sideline.
And number 14, AJ.
So we're stopped at 7:33 right now here in the second. Another fresh set of down for Bronson as they're at the 32. First and 10 from the 32.
Yeah, being Bronson, I would definitely keep attacking the corners. That seems to be where they're getting their yards right now.
Sometimes you got to kind of feel it out and figure out what works, and then you just stick with it. Three wideouts, far side, one our way, and he takes a snap, passes it out that way. And again, they get the corner on a quick little pass. That was completed to number 30, Dalton Horde.
Yep, good solid tackle by Brady Pond out there. He didn't let him get much as soon as he caught it. I mean, he knocked him down.
Brady Pond.
So they do get positive yards. They get about half of what they need. It's going to be second and five-ish.
Second and six from the 28-yard line.
They're going to call it six. Second and six from the 28. 6:51 to go here in this second quarter of this Division 7 district final. Again, two wideouts on the far side, two our side. Stuckey in the backfield takes a snap and is stopped.
Looked like a broken play there, wasn't it?
Looked like he went to hand it off, and there wasn't anybody for number seven, Spencer Lazaninski, to hand it off to.
No, there was Matthews going to get in there doing his work, but it looked like he went to hand off to the left, and the running back was heading to the right.
Yeah, so he was looking to hand it off. Everybody else was thinking it was going to be a pass play.
Yep. Brings up 3rd and 10.
So they lost 5 on that sack. So they're looking at 3rd and 10.
That's a bad time to take a loss right there, that's for sure.
This is where Hanover Horton, they've given away a couple first downs, and they've had them pinned back. So now's the time to be, now to kind of mind your P's and Q's and keep those flags in the pockets.
Play a little smarter?
Yeah. Two wideouts to the far side, two our side. You got one back, one in motion. They fake the hand. Oh, it does. It goes to him. They hand it to Whitaker, who gets the corner.
Adam Lay again in the play.
Ball carrier number one.
Gets past the 30-yard line.
Number zero,
but they're still going to be short of the first down. They're looking at 4th and 6.
Yeah, at least.
They're going to be at the 30. I'm sorry, at the 29. So fourth and seven.
From the 29-yard line.
4th and 7 from the 29. As again, you've got Lazaninski bringing in the play. And they're going to slowly go up. I've never seen a line go that slow up to the ball, up to the line of scrimmage. They take their time. Lazaninski takes the shotgun snap, lets it fly right up the middle. Nobody there.
Nope.
Was it Whitaker? He wasn't even looking for
it. As I say, I think it went off his shoulder, but it was to him, but like you said, I don't think he was ready for it yet.
He was underneath the coverage. There was he was open. He wasn't going to get far. I don't think he would have gotten the first, but he was open.
Yeah, he was. Like I said, I don't think he was ready for it. It looked like it hit right off his shoulder.
That was a quick one. Very quick.
Brings up first and 10.
Well, like you said, Mark, when they need to get the stops, they should be dialing in. But,
yeah,
those penalties will kill you.
Those penalties, they could have had the ball on the plus side of the 50, but here they are at the 29. First and 10. Comets take over on downs. Bevere takes the snap. He rolls out right, looking to bootleg, and he falls. Slips down.
That was painful. That was about, an 8-yard loss?
That's going to be a big one. I mean, you'll have Bronson get the credit for the snap for the sack on that one, but that was
all the ground there.
That was a turf sack.
Yeah, it looked like he was running back trying to make that pass, went to stop because somebody was running his way to cut, and the grass got him down.
So they're looking at second and forever right
now. Brings up second and 17 from the 22-yard line.
17 yards to go, 22-yard line. 425 here in the second. If you can believe it. There, Bevere under center. Takes a snap. Looks to hand it off, and he does.
No blockers out there.
He gets all. They crash down on that pass. Number five, Colin Griffiths, tried to get the corner. Got a few yards on that.
He had three Vikings waiting for him.
It looked like he had a little bit of green. They just closed down really quick on him.
Yes, they did.
And brings up third and 17 from the 22-yard line.
They're not giving him anything. I thought he at least got a couple on that. So we're at third and 17.
Wow.
Bronson's D is just shutting that down. Well, really, it was the turf. It was the turf that got him.
That was the turf that hurt him.
But they haven't been able to gain plus yards since.
Yeah, both teams. Like I said, it's definitely been a defensive battle so far. Neither team has really been able to move the ball on the ground, kind of like we were talking about. That's going to be the key to winning this, and neither team's really doing it.
Which team is going to wear down the other one first at the line? 3:29 here to go in the second. As Hanover Horton's on top, ticks nothing. Bevere takes a snap, but it's called dead. There's flags. Flags on the field. That's in the area. False start.
I got to think that's a false start. They didn't let the play.
The flag on the play. Yeah.
And so they call it against.
Delay a game on the comment.
Oh, delay a game.
There it is. Delay a game. So that's going to move it back a little bit. Well, they have been taking their time getting the play, and both teams aren't really looking at the line of scrimmage that
fast. Brings up third and 22 from the 17-yard line.
You know, Hanover Horton doesn't throw it often, but we have seen it.
Oh, they can.
They can throw it.
They can be a throwing team. Like you said, it's not something they normally do.
And they bring those backs out of the back. Very rarely do they spread someone out. They bring those backs out of the backfield. You never know which way it's going to go when they hand it off, and you just have a hard time tracking them down when your receivers are coming out of the backfield.
It's all about the misdirection. Like you said, get the ball going one way and push it back the other.
2:52 here in the second.
Timeout. That's the first of the half.
All right. We're going to take 30 seconds as we have 2:52 in the second. Comets on top, 6-0. Back in 30 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Maybe the golf season is coming to an end, but not the great food at Deer Run. Their restaurant is open all winter long for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
School football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
As we are live from the crater, 2:52 here in the second. Comets on top, 6-0 over Bronson in this Division 7 district final. It's been a fast clock. It's been a lot of ground game.
A lot of ground game, but not much movement on the ground game.
Not much air horn tonight either. All right, well, that went up the gut. That's one of the things that I love about this David Messer offense. Very similar to what Hudson used to run. You just never know which way the ball's going to go.
That was stopped quick. I don't even know whether they get a yard or two.
It's that. Now, Bronson calling a timeout.
I don't blame you. Want to save as much clock as you can at this point.
So, because they're looking at 2:40 here. Let's just keep it right here this time. As Bronson took the timeout. So, they're going to get this with decent field position. Because the Comets right now, they're sitting at the 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at the 16.
Yep.
It says 21 on the board, but they're at the 16.
Yep, I agree, 16.
So they're going to kick this one off. Bronson Drews, they're gonna have what could be the last drive of this half in pretty decent field position.
I think they're finally going to move the line a little bit quicker, Mark. You know, like I said, both teams, like you said, have been taking so long.
Yeah.
I think this is finally time. They might be speeding up a little bit more this time. I can see them trying to get a few more plays in.
And, hey, if you're Hanover Horton, you gotta stay disciplined. You got to make sure those flags stay in pockets. They
100%.
Gave them 30 yards in key position, key times here in the first half. Got to watch the flags. All right, here comes the punt. Snaps good. Punts away. Good high punt, too.
Yep.
And it's going to hit right about the 50.
Oh, and he actually... Oh, nice play downfield.
That's when you're supposed to run away from it, but Stuckey grabbed it. As soon as he did, he was...
Griffiths was on him as soon as he caught that ball.
Oh, man. He was sticking with Stuckey and just took him down.
Sticking with Stuckey.
I'm going to use that several times.
I thought that was really good.
First and 10.
Can I borrow it from time to time?
Sure. Why not?
44 yards.
Why not? It's first and 10 from the 44. 2:31 here to go. Bronson has the ball after they just stopped Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton kind of shooting themselves in the foot a little bit on that drive.
Kind of like they did on the drive before defensively.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, they need to play a little bit cleaner game if they want to pull this out.
So three wideouts our way, one on the far side, Stuckey in the backfield. They drop back to pass. Lazaninski lets it fly, gets it completed up the middle. So that's going to be a fresh set of downs. They can't bring him down.
They can't get him down. Wow.
But at least he wasn't moving forward. They're moving sideways on that. But he completes that pass to Whitaker, and they get the first down. They're going to have a fresh set of downs from the 40, Drew.
Yeah, Fielder wrapped him up right away. But like you said, he just could not get him down. He had help from about four or five other Comets and still had a hard time with him.
Yeah, maybe another yard after he was able to get the catch.
Well, I heard the score back and throw. I'm kind of waiting to see what he could do.
So it's two wideouts to the far side, two our side. Takes a snap, drops it back to pass. A little pressure coming in, able to stay in the pocket. Lets it fly, and it's completed.
And it's a touchdown.
That is a score for Bronson.
But what a! I tell you what, that was one heck of a throw, though. He laid it out for his receiver to catch it.
That was Dalton Horn.
And it
just ran away from everybody. Ran straight down the field, and great completion from Lazaninski to get that score for Bronson.
And they actually had decent coverage on him. The quarterback just laid out to be there. Only his guy could catch it.
That was at about from what? The 35?
Probably.
Is what that was?
Yep. Wow, what a big play. Well, Cameron's going to have a chance then to see what they can do right before the half. Going for two, of course.
Going for two and up the gut. And it's looked like it was stuffed. They're going to say no.
Saying he was short.
No good. Just a little short.
Yep.
20, Reed Stuckey.
So
in this type of game, that's a big 2 points.
The 2 point conversion
that is a big
good.
2 points. So we're stuck at six apiece right here.
The Vikings.
They were able to score quick.
That was a quick score.
2:02 here in the second. We're tied up at six.
Wow.
We'll be back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
All right, Drew, we're live here on 95.9 The Power Cow from Hanover Horton Schools. We're tied up at six apiece in this Division 7 district final. And Bronson got pretty good field position, but they were just able to score quick.
That was quick, Mark. So what a pass, laid it right out there. That
kicking off
quick.
For the Vikings, number 7, Spencer Olszynski.
You know, using Horde, using Whitaker, using
number
Stuckey.
J.J. Russ.
On that last drive, Hanover Horton couldn't really stomp him. So here's the kickoff, kind of a low squibby. It's picked up just past the 30 by Hochter, who just starts running through people.
I tell you what, 45 yards, that's not a bad place to start.
Colin Griffiths.
That was Griffiths on the return, my bad. Thought I saw a 9, but he stopped
down
about
the
what, the 44?
Right around the 44.
So here we are.
45. No, I think it's right at 45.
First and 10.
Yeah, they put it right there.
Now they moved it back.
This hash mark on our side from the 44 Well, you know, that Hanover Horton Comet logo is so large. It could throw some people off. I mean...
Is that what it is?
It's got to be.
I get it.
The big, the block M's not that big.
No, that's probably
it's
true.
It's not.
That's probably true. But I tell you what, it's pretty.
It is. It's very fabulous. Pretty. It's pretty nice.
Isn't it, though?
All right, so we got...
Hey, you're in the crater, man. What do you expect?
Tied up at 6. 1:56 to go here in the second. Bevere in shotgun takes the snap. Fake. No, he does. He hands it off. As they try to get the edge, gets a few plus yards on that one.
But number three, J.J.
Russ, whose name we haven't called a whole lot tonight.
Not yet.
Had his number called, used his speed, and got some positive yards on that one.
Carson Scare.
Yeah, they just kept pushing him out. He just was not able to quite get that. The blockers just haven't been able to get out there to really get the corner set for anybody.
But they're able to get out of bounds.
Second and 7 from the
40. Stop the clock. 1:49 here in the second. Tied up at 6. Hanover Horton hosting this Division 7 district final. Direct snap. That's a Hochter.
Just get out of bounds.
Coming
bunker.
That
push out of bounds.
That was
a
direct. Nope.
Drove out of bounds.
It was
by
Hochter.
The
Sorry.
Number 25.
Direct snap to Hochter. And gets them in third and manageable as
manageable.
He runs our way, tries to get the edge, and gets just past the 50. So they're set up at the 49. So that's second and 3 for the Comets.
I said manageable, but you got the clock fighting you right now. Minute 42 to go.
Minute 42. But what they've done these last two plays, been able to find the sideline to get the clock stopped. They're spreading it out. They don't pass often, but we know they can. Bevere takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, goes up the gut. Oh, it's going to be close to first.
He's just short, Mark.
Well,
line judge over here, I think, is giving him
enough. Brought down by the Vikings.
Yep, they're moving it. Wow, that was really close. That was really close.
And there again, you need that stop the clock real quick.
It did stop the clock, gave him a fresh set of downs. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach on the far side is giving that guy an earful for not calling for a measurement.
Yep.
A fresh set of downs for the Comets. First and 10 from the 46. 1:29 to go here in the second. Bevere takes a snap, rolls right.
Oh,
looking
don't.
To pass it. Nobody
oh,
covered.
He's not going to get it
up. Nobody covered. No. So he tries Comets to run. Did he lose it?
Did he lose it?
Hochter.
I think the ball was down on the ground, wasn't it?
By the Vikings, number 78.
I don't know.
Yeah, they called a timeout. They called it on the ground.
So they called timeout.
Yeah, he tried squeaking through that ball. He had it out there flailing around, though.
Yeah, you got to tuck. As soon as you decide to run, you got to tuck that sucker.
Exactly.
Because he was wrapped up by three different white jerseys. We're going to keep it right here on this timeout. But Drew, Hanover Horton, as we're tied up here, 1:10 to go here in the first, trying to get a little bit of life, trying to get something on the board here before they go into the locker room with second and 9.
Well, as good as that defense has been for the Vikings tonight, I just don't know if they're set up enough to be able to get that many yards in that next minute and 10. They're going to need to get some type of completions in the air to even have a chance to get in the end zone.
Yeah, so we're looking for them to air it out, maybe move with a little more giddy up in their step.
I think they're going to have to. I just don't.
Congratulations.
I mean, I'm not
again,
saying they can't spit through and get through the line and maybe break one loose, but I haven't seen it yet tonight. I mean, everything's been a fight for, I mean, for every
they
yard.
On to Clinton
well, we've had some pretty good. Line play here tonight, both
no
offensive side, defensive side.
On both sides, both
and,
teams.
You know, we've seen it a million times. Once you get to that fourth quarter, later third quarter, one of those is going to end up giving a little.
Sure.
So, all right, 6 apiece right now. 1:10 to go here in the second. Bevere takes a snap, rolls right, looking to pass, lets it fly, underthrown a little bit.
And picked off.
And it's picked off. That was
Hochter
intended for Hochter, underthrown, and it's picked
Vikings
off.
No, actually, Mark, I think that was Hochter that threw it.
Stevie Wilson.
Was that Hochter that threw
it? I'm pretty sure it was. I think that was 9 throwing it back there. I don't think they had him Bevering for that play. I think that was Hochter
wow,
that tossed that
okay.
one out there.
How about that? Well, they tried a little trickeration then, and it didn't pan out.
That did not work.
They didn't use up much clock, and they just gave it right back to Bronson.
Minute to go, and they must have at least, what, 2 timeouts probably?
And they can throw.
That's
right. We've seen
true.
It. They can run.
They can take a throw. To the field.
So here we are. 3 wideouts our way, 1 on the far side. Lazaninski drops back
knocked
to pass.
Down.
And tried to throw it over the middle.
Yeah, knocked down by Bryce Griffiths there before he was able to get through.
Able to get that big mitten up there and knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be second and 10. 57.8 to go here in the second. We're tied up at six apiece here from Hanover Horton Schools.
Yeah, like I said, good line play, but good defense on both sides.
Low scoring affair here tonight, which is so kind far, of what we expected.
Yeah, I expected it. And with that horn, it doesn't bother me that
much. I'm telling you, man.
You're right.
Three wideouts our way, one back. You got one wide out the far side. Blazaninski steps back to pass.
Oh, we got hit right since he threw it.
It's picked off.
He got it. Oh, wow.
That's picked off.
That was Colin Griffiths.
Griffiths gets under.
He got hit. Hit right as soon as he threw it just to make that pass go a little errant. Picked off right about, what, the 37, 36?
It was intended for Dalton Horde, who ended up being on the ground when that was picked off. And heads-up play by Dalton Horde on the ground wraps up Griffiths by the ankles.
Yeah, because he
prevents any type of return.
That would have been a heck of a return, because I think he had a lot of room to run if he didn't take him down.
Yeah, he did. That was a heads-up play by Horde. So here, I mean, well, what was that Steve Carroll said? Boy, how the turntables have turned.
Uh-huh.
Here we are with Hanover Horton in decent field position. 50.4 to go here in the second.
I wonder
they
if
get the ball back.
I wonder if there's not something going on the Vere mark. They got Hochter under center again.
Oh, it may be. All right, so Hochter under center takes a snap. Keeps himself, rolls out to the far side.
He didn't get much there. He was swallowed up after about a yard.
Carrier number nine off to Hochter.
Maybe Bevere got injured when he tried to run it that time.
Brought down by the Vikings number 55.
I don't see him. I don't see him on the bench. I haven't.
Carson Scare.
I see him standing over the sidelines.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. So Hochter takes it, rolls out right, looking to pass again, going to keep it, going to run, going to get some positive yards on that.
Ball carrier number nine, Austin Hochter.
So they picked up about what?
Brought down by the Vikings number
3 or 4, maybe? They get 5?
Braden Fritz.
They're going to be third.
Brings up third.
I guess I'll say 5. I'll wait until it goes up on the board. 19.1 to go here in the second. 6 apiece. We are tied up.
3rd and 5.
Well, we got about enough time for...
how much timeout? Second timeout of the half.
One play for a first down and 2 throws in the end zone.
Oh, we saw this. Third game of the season against Michigan Center. They get banged up. They brought Hochter in.
That didn't work out too good that time.
What are you going to do now? I mean,
I don't know, Mark. I tell you what, though. Standing there, he doesn't look injured to me. I almost think it's a non-injury replacement. I mean,
I mean,
it's hard to tell from back here, but I don't see anybody tending to any injuries or stretching anything out.
I don't know. I mean, that's... Hey, at our level, we don't have, you know, sideline reporters.
Do you want me to run and talk to my wife? She can talk to some of the other football moms, see if they know anything.
I'll see if, I know you have ends with the water boys.
Well, maybe. Unfortunately, they're not in this game. They didn't bring them up for the big district.
All right, 3rd and 5 from the 32. 19.1 to go here. Hochter takes a snap, immediately
no
sees
time.
Pressure.
And then
he drops
it.
Ball's out. It's picked up, and they start to return it. And they're brought down by, like, the 45. That ball fell out and sat on the ground for a couple beats. I don't know what's going on with Bevere, but it's a much different offense without him under center.
Definitely a much bigger offense. Well, that's one thing, too, with Hochter under center, you can't use him off the ball, and that's one of the things I think he's best at.
Yeah.
Brings up 1st and 10 for the Vikings.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bevere start the second half. He doesn't look injured down there. He's walking. He's moving. His arms are waving around, so...
They're not doing the typical concussion protocol thing.
No, he's got his helmet on and everything. So I'm thinking that there might have been some words or something. I'm just obviously speculating. It's hard to say for sure what could have happened.
We got timeout on the field as Messer is pulling his crew together, trying to get this ship righted. We're tied up at 6 apiece, but it feels like momentum is really going Bronson's way here in the last several minutes.
No doubt. Well, one nice thing, at least, at the start of the second half, we got, Commerce can get the ball, so that will hopefully get things turned back around, but we got to get a stop here these next 10 seconds first, because like you said, they can throw the ball and score quick.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've been able to... They have, that first quarter they ran a lot. They didn't have a whole lot of success, but then they just opened up the passing game and just able to pass it at will, it seemed like. They had that pick the first time they tried to throw in the first quarter, but other than that, every time they put it up in the air, I think they've had one incompletion. They've had success.
Yep.
Maybe two.
Well, they did have two picks. You figure you did have the one where his receiver fell down, though.
Yeah.
on that last series.
Spread out far side to our side. Oh, handed off. Trickery. Now they're looking to pass. He's covered. You got double coverage.
Almost picked
almost.
Off.
Almost.
Yep. Hodger almost had a pick there.
Aiden
Whitaker. Trying to make up for that fumble.
So they hand it. Whitaker goes in motion. Lozinski hands it off to Whitaker, who tries to throw it. Throws it in double coverage.
Not the best idea.
Second and 10. That's the
time to tuck. That's the time to tuck and run, Mark.
You know, he probably could have gotten positive yards.
Oh, he definitely could have.
So we got 2.7 seconds to go here. It's second and 10 from the 43. You know they're going to try to sling it again.
You have to. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Trying a little trickeration on that last one. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. If it would have worked, that was out of Dan Campbell's playbook.
Three on the far side, one wide out our way. Stuckey in the backfield. Lozinski takes a snap and decides to run it himself. No, he stops.
Yeah,
he's
got
to run it
now.
He's got to run it now. Takes out of bounds. We've got zeros across the board. We're tied up at six.
Brought down by number 70 of the Commodores.
Boy, I tell you, Drew, it really feels like momentum's gone the other way towards Bronson.
It's a weird quarterback situation right now, especially at a time like this. If he's not hurt, I don't know what could be keeping him out of the game right now.
There's got to be something going on. Got to be something going on. But I tell you what, we're going to digest everything that we saw in that first half. We're going to take 3 minutes. We'll come back with the MHSAA special, come back with another 3 minutes, and then Drew and I will talk about what we just witnessed and what we're going to expect here in the second half. You're listening to High School Football. We are tied up at six apiece from Hanover Horton with Bronson. You're listening to High School Football at 95.9 The Power Cow.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
This is Denise Bergstrom, Superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools, where we empower all students to succeed. Our exemplary staff and supportive community are committed to fostering a safe and caring environment for every student. At Hanover Horton, we believe that together, students, parents, and teachers create successful schools. From young fives through high school, it is our privilege and purpose to help students reach their academic potential while enjoying their passions in sports, music, and the arts. Come build a brighter future with us, one student at a time, at Hanover Horton Schools.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., C-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsurers.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
The Power Cow is 95.9 FM, WIBM Jackson.
An unbreakable record is shattered at cross-country finals, and a couple of soccer championships need more than just overtime to determine winners. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. As a freshman, Natasha Dudek ran the ninth fastest time in MHSAA cross-country finals history. Not bad. What she did this year as a sophomore, though, is unbelievable. Dudek led her school, Ann Arbor Pioneer, to a Lower Peninsula Division I team title, and in the process ran the fastest race in the history of the MHSAA cross-country finals, beating the old record by a whopping 19 seconds. Her time of 16 minutes, 9.5 seconds, is well in front of the previous record holder, Rachel Forsyth, also from Pioneer. And Dudek's older sister, Sophia, won the 2019 Division I title with a time just over 17 minutes, which is one of the state's top 10 fastest. Second place in Division I this year went to Rachel Smith of Okemos, another sophomore. Her time was also good enough to make the top 10 in event history, but it was almost 1 minute behind Dudek. And Dudek will have two more chances to break her own record as a junior and senior in the upcoming years. For complete coverage of the cross-country finals held for the 30th year at Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, please check out MHSAA.com. While there, you can see championship race records for both boys and girls, by division, and for team and individuals. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Grosse Pointe South's Ethan Morgan. He had a pick six and a 28-27 playoff win over Roseville. This is the second straight year that South has knocked Roseville out of the playoffs with a one-point win. Detroit Cass Tech's Corey Sadler had a big day in a 46-3 win over Northville. The senior caught three passes for 110 yards and returned a punt 80 yards for a touchdown as the defending champion technicians started their title defense off on the right foot. And the Gaylord's Mason Silsbury, he caught a game-winning touchdown pass from Kelson Snyder with 20 seconds left, giving Gaylord a 38-34 win over Marquette and keeping the Blue Devils undefeated on the season.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In cross country, all runners must start the race wearing two shoes. But how many must they have on at the end of the race? If a runner loses one or both shoes during the course of the race, they are not required to stop and put it back on. If your shoe gets stepped on and comes off, or if you run through a muddy portion of the course and lose a shoe, you can continue on. A runner can finish the race with both, one, or no shoes, but the race must be started with two. And as to what makes up of a shoe, it must have two parts, an upper and a lower, such as a sole and a fastenable top portion. You would not be able to start a race wearing just socks or slippers.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Four boys' soccer teams earned finals trophies over the weekend, two of them via a shootout. All four championship games were played at Grand Ledge High School. The shootouts came in divisions 1 and 4. Leland's Howie Kropp converted the winning kick from the spot in the D4 final, a win over Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett. It gave Leland its first soccer title since 2018. Jace Hanley netted the shootout winner in Division 1, giving Portage Central the win over Ann Arbor Huron. Portage Central goalie Gunnar Thorhalsson stopped all 11 shots he faced in regulation for the Mustangs and got a stop in the shootout as well. In Division 2, Warren De La Salle Collegiate won a second straight title, defeating Hudsonville Unity Christian 2-0. And in Division 3, Detroit Country Day beat South Haven 4-1. It's Country Day's 16th boys soccer title, an MHSAA record. For more on all four matchups, please be sure to check out the coverage at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit AspenHeating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle. One that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. Aeroquip Credit Union has a student Visa card or classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or a platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with Aeroquip Credit Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Attention students and parents. Thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Here we are as the Cochran Electric halftime show live from Hanover Horton High School as we are tied up at 6 apiece against Bronson in this Division 7 district final. And the scoring so far on the contest, we only got two to tell you about. It was an 85-yard pick six from Hector. That was at 9:40 in the first.
See, that's been a while.
It has been a while. And then in the last few minutes, we had 2:02 left to go in the second. Bronson's offense finally comes to life when they find the passing game, and Ward is able to score on a 35-yard reception to put six on the board. Both of these teams not able to take advantage of a two-point conversion, so we're knotted up at six apiece here, Drew. And really, some things got to change for this Hanover Horton offense. If they want to see some success in the second, you know what? You got to cup the ears, man.
I need to do that next
you
time,
You
got to
cup the ears.
I didn't expect it, and it was already too late. I was gonna. By the time I started, I was halfway through, so I just let it happen.
So what needs to happen for this Hanover Horton team to find some success in the second half?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they keep trying to get to the edge. They do those misdirections, those inside handouts. I mean, I'm curious on this quarterback situation still. Obviously, I still think Hector being off the ball makes a big difference. It's just a totally different offense when he's able to move around a little bit more. They're not getting the holes. I mean, I've been impressed with the Vikings line so far, though. I mean, they might have to throw it a little bit to win this game. It's going to be. I'm really curious to see what Messer does coming out of halftime, getting the ball first.
Yeah, the Vikings were, like, all run. That first quarter, they were all run. All of a sudden, they break open the passing game in the second quarter, and we're seeing, you know, a pretty balanced attack from the Vikings. And if you're a Comet, you're probably feeling a little lucky right now that you're tied up at six.
Yeah.
Because Bronson shows they can move the ball when they want to at this point. This game could have gotten out of hand pretty quickly.
It could, like you said. They could score quick, but luckily they kept sticking with the run. But I'd be surprised in the second half if you don't see them air it out a little bit more, because that seems to be the strong point and the weak point for Hanover's defense. So I'll be curious to see how they play this.
It's the Cochran Electric halftime show. Some scores from out of town. Springport in that Division 8 district final. They're taking on New Lothrop, and Springport at the half, 21-7 on top of New Lothrop. Other scores, some games from our sister station. At the half, we have Michigan Center on top. No, I'm sorry. You have Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard on top, 18-7 over Michigan Center. That one is at Ann Arbor Huron. Lumen Christi at the half right now on top of Napoleon, 21-0. Halftime with the Lumen Christi football Titans taking care of the Napoleon Pirates at the moment. Again, both of those contests, you'll be able to find those on our sister stations and online. But we have Hanover Horton right here. Bronson making the drive up north a little bit to take on the Comets. And again, Drew, this, you know, we're fighting the Comets here in kind of unfamiliar territory. They've never made this type of run in the postseason before. Do you feel like maybe some of that could be getting towards the Comets a little bit?
I don't know, because it's just another game like the rest. I mean, obviously, you know, you're still watching film. It's not teams in your division, or I should say at least not in your conference.
Yeah.
But it's still teams you're going to watch film on. You're going to prepare for. So you're going to kind of at least have some idea who you're playing. So could it be? Maybe, but I don't know. I think they finally came up. You know, they're going against a really tough defense, and they're going to figure a way to get some points on the board.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with, again, the quarterback situation, because Bevere, it's just a totally different offense. Like you mentioned, when you don't have Bevere in there and you have Hocht or under center, I don't know, maybe they're trying to go more for like a wildcat feel, being able to get a run off the snap. I don't know, but it didn't seem to click once they took Bevere off from behind center.
100%. I think you nailed that on the head. I mean, he's out there doing stretches, so there again, I think he's healthy. I don't think he looks injured, so I'm curious to see come out of half. What happens? I'd be surprised if he's not back behind center.
Cochran Electric is bringing you the halftime show. We're going to step aside for 1 minute, and then we'll be back to get going with the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 95.9 The Power Cow. Back in 60.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
To high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
As we are live from Hanover Horton High School, is the Cochran Electric halftime show. And we've only had two scores so far in this contest. Two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns. One from Hanover Horton and one from Bronson. We're hoping for a little more activity here in the second half. And I got to admit, I'm a little gun-shy right now, so I'm afraid this air horn's going to go off any second.
Is it going to? I don't know if it does right before half. He is standing up, so I don't like the looks of this.
Don't like the looks of it at all.
Not at all.
Comets get the second hand kickoff.
Comets are going to receive. Bronson's going to kick off. Comets going from right to left on your radio dial as we're getting ready to start the Hanover Horton Schools third quarter. Oh, it's a... Was that onside?
It was, and they got the ball.
Wow. I took my eyes off just for a second to look at my sponsor sheet. Next thing you know, Bronson is starting the second half with the ball as they do an onside kick, and Hanover Horton got caught with their pants down.
Way to steal possession right off the bat to start the second half. Like you said, momentum, and that's definitely not going to help push it back in the Comets' way.
Well, that was part of the game plan. I mean, they knew that before the first snap of the game. That's what they were going to do.
Yeah.
They took the ball for the which is usually you defer to the second half. But they took it for the first half, knowing that's what they were going to do coming out in the second half.
Yep. Yeah, and it definitely made the yardage. I mean, it's their ball. So here we go.
So they're going to start first and 10 from the 46 as we are just starting the Hanover Horton School's third quarter. Bronson has them spread out. You got one man in motion. It gets a, that was Witter gets a handoff.
Cut in for about two.
Vikings ball carrier number one, Aiden Whitaker. Brought down by Whitaker number zero, gets Adam Lay.
Looks like he gets a yard plus. They're going to give him 2 yards on that.
Yeah, getting down by Lay right after he got through the first line there.
Right there. On the Hanover Horton logo, which spans 20 yards.
At least.
Let's see. Yeah, 5, 10, 50. That's from the tip of the H to the tip of the Flames.
Well, a lot of the budget went into the paint for the field this year.
It looks really good. Lines are nice and straight.
Darn right they are.
Second and 8, 11:20 to go here in the third quarter. Lazaninski steps back to pass. He's got one connected.
Yep. Looked like Hockton number 9 slipped on that, so he was pretty open on the flat out there.
Connects to Devin Stewart. Called that name yet tonight. Devin Stewart. So a fresh set of downs as they're going to move the sticks.
Kind of like we talked. I think they're going to mix up their play call a little bit more this time. A little more run, a little more pass.
Yeah. They're going to have first and 10 from the 34.
39-yard line.
They said 39, but I'm going to stick with 34 on that.
I think you're 100% right on the mark.
So four wideouts, Stuckey in the backfield. Lazaninski takes a snap, hands it to Stuckey. He's going to go off the guard, and he's got green. Runs right through the defense, gets the first down.
Yeah, pull down from behind.
Vikings ball carrier number 20, Reed Stuckey.
By Lucas Nadel.
Nadel gets the stop.
And a play in number 30.
If he didn't grab him, I don't know. That might have been end zone.
Momentum found Bronson in the second quarter, and it looks like it's staying with them here in the Hanover Horton School's third quarter as they're moving the ball. They're at the 24-yard line, first and 10. 10:37 here to go in the third. Four wideouts, two on the far side, two our side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lazaninski takes the snap, hands it to Stuckey, who goes up the gut, gets about 5 yards before he's brought down.
That's about the most I've seen up the gut yet. So I think you're right, Mark. They're starting to push it a little bit more.
Vikings ball carrier number 20, Reed Stuckey.
I hope I'm wrong. I really want to be wrong. It looks like they're wearing down the Comet line. So they get 5 yards on that. Second and 5.
Second and 5.
From the 19. 10:11 to go here in the third. Hanover Horton School's third. They break the huddle, approach the line. Again, it's going to be wideouts to our side, to the far side. Stuckey in the back. And they got 3 hour way. Stuckey in the backfield. Snap, comes back, hands, throws it over to Whitaker. Gets a block, gets about 4 yards on that one before he's brought down.
He's still pushing.
Is he still going?
Wow.
That's very David Montgomery-esque.
Yeah, it was.
He just wills his way to the first down.
It looked like they were going to stop him short of the first, too, but he pushed for a solid 3 or 4 after it.
They're moving the sticks. That's a close one. That was really close. We just don't see a whole lot of measurements anymore. Flag comes out late.
What just happened?
Flag comes out late. I don't know.
Was there taunting or something?
But that's an unsportsmanlike against Bronson.
Somebody must have said something or did something.
There was a bunch of Bronson players standing right by the official. We just see that flag fly straight up in the air. Now they're back 15 yards.
Mark, that went about 30 feet.
I know.
That was impressive.
I know. I don't know. Maybe. Hey, you know, we find a lot of officials like to play. You know, they have a background of playing. So Bronson, just when they had something going, now they're second and forever.
I'd be yanking helmets after making that big of a call, that big of a mistake.
They're at the 27-yard line, four wideouts to the far side, 2 hour away. Stuckey in the backfield, takes a snap.
Protection all day.
Yeah, he's got so much time in the backfield. That's going to be a flag.
Not really.
He's brought down 3 yards out of bounds.
Seymour kind of carried him out, Mark, gently.
He was taken out by number 70, about 3 yards out of bounds, and a flag doesn't come out. But So he went out of bounds. They're not going to call that a sack, but he was forced out. So they lose more yards.
Wow.
They're at the 33.
No.
Yeah, they're at the 33. So second and a gazillion yards.
Wow. All goes back to not using your head back there against some stupid penalty.
Yeah, I don't know. Unsportsmanlike. There wasn't a comet around. It was all white and purple.
Yep.
And that flag comes out. Yeah. Well, just one.
Yeah.
It was just one right there. And they all have a flag. You don't want to tick any of them off.
That's very true.
9:41 to go. Tied up at 6. Bronson had some momentum going, but it feels like they deflated.
Shifted maybe a little bit?
And
maybe?
It'd be to their own fault.
It would be.
They would have deflated that themselves. So, all right. They break huddle. 3 wideouts to the far side. 1 R wide. Stuckey in the backfield. Labuszynski getting the call from the sideline. They broke huddle, but now they're looking at the side. They're taking their time, Drew.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so the official is talking to the coach over there. I guess we're getting some clarification.
Must be.
Or they're exchanging recipes. I don't know.
It could be one of the two.
Do like a nice pumpkin spice cookie. Could that be what they're talking about?
It is that time of year, Mark. Oh, who doesn't like a pumpkin spice cookie?
All right.
Yeah, what is going on here?
I don't know. Well, now the officials are finding their spots. Everybody broke huddle on offense and D. We're waiting to play. Right. We're waiting for a snap. All right. Lazaninski is in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back to pass, finds a man wide open on the far side.
Shoestring tackle.
Gets the completion. Gets about 10 yards on
that.
Got
10 of it back.
Connor McClellan.
So they're going to be looking at... Was that third down?
Brought down by the Comets,
yep.
Number
third
12,
and 10.
Brady Pond.
Pond making the stop for the Comets. And so they get Brady about 11 on that.
And 9.
I thought they were further down. Right?
So Comet fans, you know what time it is.
A big third down here, Mark. They need a big stop here.
Yeah, we had just a little bit of confusion on that set of downs, but I think we're squared up now. Third and 9. 3 wideouts our way, 1 on the far side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lazaninski takes the snap, drops back, finds a receiver. Open on this side, just missed him.
Yep, just missed him to the outside.
Had about 3 yard separation on the defender, just over just missed his mark. But we're in that weird part of the field where you're going for it no matter what.
Oh, you're definitely going for it here.
It's 4th and 9. You can't shoot. Usually you don't find high schoolers that can kick a field goal this length.
True.
You're not going to punt it. So
nope.
You're going to go for it.
You got to go for it.
4th and 9.
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of other options, Mark.
And they can make it. I mean,
there's no doubt about it.
That their quarterback's got the arm. He's got the accuracy. They've got receivers. They've got some speed and can get open. So big 4th down for this Comet defense. Looks like they're about ready to bring a blitz, and they do. They're bringing 6 guys. That means somebody's open in the outfield or in the backfield, and they are. 1st down.
Just enough for a first down by a half a yard.
Complete to number 25.
That's the problem. When you bring blitz and it gets covered, you don't have the defenders back there. And they found the open receiver, and they're able to move the sticks.
Wow.
That was a Viking.
From what?
Down.
Second, what? 20? 22?
Yeah. 2nd and 20.
Wow.
To 4th and 9 to first and 10.
One thing about Hanover, they're playing really, really loose on those receivers. If you're going to play man, you've got to be closer. You've got to at least come up and check them.
Well, against Michigan State, they brought blitzes almost every play. Mm-hmm. They're able to cause disruption in the backfield. They cannot get to that quarterback in the second half. Drops back to pass, has all sorts of time, has a man wide open. Oh, they thought.
Did that look off his hand? I don't know, Mark. That's a question. I mean, there's no replay, obviously, but I almost wonder if they didn't bounce off his arm up in the air.
So the ball comes and bounces off the receiver, goes up in the air.
Pass ball is incomplete.
The defender picks it up, starts running with it, but the official is saying it hit the ground. So you've got 2nd and 10 from the 14 for Bronson. 8:15 to go in this Hanover Horton School's third quarter. As Bronson knocking on the door, trying to get another Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. 2 wideouts on our side, 2 wideouts to the far side. Stuckey, the lone back. Lazaninski takes a snap.
Oh, they fumbled it, Mark.
They
fell back on it.
Stuckey, is it Stuckey who fell on it?
Probably.
Stuckey falls on it.
Number 20. Well,
they lose about
Stuckey
6.
They take the they take the shotgun snap, and he goes to hand it off and just loses the handle on it.
brings up third.
And forever is what it brings up.
Here we go again.
You know, they're at the 21.
21-yard line.
Third and 17.
Well, kind of like we talked about, Mark, obviously they're seeing their scoring is going to be, you know, open up a little bit with the pass, give you some room to run. So, I mean, now they're, you know, they're definitely working the passing a little bit more.
7:39 here in the third quarter. Hanover Horton School's third quarter. Definitely two down territory to get the first.
They're coming
shotgun
again.
Snap, drops back to pass, finally gets some pressure on him. He lets it fly. It's a wobbler.
Oh, my God.
And it's complete, and it's a score. No, we're just short.
Pass complete to number 10.
Just short.
Wow.
Gets it complete to Stewart, and he's down at the 1 yard line.
First and goal from about 2 inches.
Wow. That ball wobbled.
And it just hung up there forever, Mark.
That looked like it was a Denard Robinson pass. It was so wobbly.
The worst part is, he was double covered, but neither of them turned around and looked at the ball.
That was Stewart. Goes up. Only one looking at it. Pulls it down. I thought he got in for the score.
It looked like he hit that pylon. Must have been just the outside of it.
But, yeah, just short. So, but you've got four downs from 1 yard to go and an offense that's showing that they can move it. Oh, we have a... See, we're over here. We're watching the officials kind of dissecting what just happened. We had to calm it down.
See, who we have injured over there?
It's number 55.
Is it that Reed Matthews?
He's coming up with
or
a little bit of a lip.
Maybe. Is it 55?
I want to say it's 56. It's hard to tell because there's like a wrinkle right there in his
jersey.
Yeah,
he's not making it easy. Tell him to stand up straight, will
I don't care that you're limping. Stand up so we can see
it's not 55, that Matthew, because he's been getting a lot of those tackles.
Okay.
He's still down. Yeah, I see him
over there. All right, fresh set of downs from the 1 yard line for Bronson, knocking on the door of another score here in the Hanover Horton School's third quarter.
Well, let's see what kind of goal line defense Hanover can pull out.
Well, they're spreading it out. They got two wide.
That did it.
They go for the snap.
Just a little slide over the top.
Quarterback sneak, and it goes in for the score for Bronson. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, 6 points on the board for Bronson at 7:18 here in the third. Now, was that the quarterback who got that in there?
Yeah, it looked like at least. It looked like he just kind of jumped over the pile. Well, we know how hard these points have been to get, so let's see if they can get the 2 point in or not.
Yeah, 2 points actually going to be more yards than the score. Four wide, I'll do the far side to our side. Stuckey in the backfield, Lazaninski takes the snap, hands it off. They go to throw it again, and it's knocked down.
Knocked down by Hocker.
That was Whitaker again. We saw that play earlier. Whitaker trying to pass it, ball short. We'll be back in 30 seconds as Bronson takes the lead. 12-6, 7:18 here in the third from Hanover Horton Schools. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn, live from Hanover Horton Schools. It's the crater, and now Hanover Horton finds themselves down 6. 12-6, Bronson on top off of a 1 yard quarterback sneak score. Hanover Horton's got some work to do, Drew.
All set up by that onside kick, Mark.
That's right.
They were not ready for that.
And they kind of squib it this time. They have a hard time getting the handle on it. As that was number five.
Number five, Colin Griffiths.
Colin Griffiths is the one who picked it up. He didn't really have anywhere to go, Drew.
Well, Mark, it looks like Bevere's going back in. I see him standing next to the OC, so it looks like it's time to see what number six can do out there. They've got to get something going on offense, obviously.
Yeah, he wasn't sitting with the trainer, wasn't talking with the coach, wasn't sitting on the bench. He was just
there,
standing and watching. Didn't even have the headset on.
Nope. They wouldn't even give him that.
All right, so Bevere's back under center. Boy, it feels like it's been forever since they've been on offense. Bevere takes a snap, hands it off to, is that Hochter on the far side? Griffiths.
Yep, Griffiths.
Griffiths on the far side takes it off the tackle and just runs into a wall.
Yep. Shipload. I better say boatload. Shipload. Shipload's too close.
Boatload.
That's too close to danger.
Gets about yard plus. They might call that 2 yards.
Yeah, they probably will.
6:48 here in the Hanover Horton Schools third quarter. It's 2nd and 8 from the 37-yard line now for Hanover Horton Schools.
Yeah, they just can't consistently get any yardage on these plays. They got to figure out something. They might need some trickery and pull something out of a bag somewhere.
Definitely looking to get momentum. It looked like Bronson lost momentum, but then they found it.
Yeah, overcoming a couple of those long 15-20-yard to-goes.
All right, Bevere takes a snap, hands it off.
Ran to a wall. Absolute wall.
There was not much there. As
Common ball carrier.
Yeah, the
number
offensive line just was like just not getting that push they had before. Mark,
he's trying to see the number on that one. It was Fielder on the ball on the ball carrier. I haven't called his name too much tonight on offense, and he didn't get anything. 3rd and 8 now. 5:53 here in the Hanover Horton Schools third quarter.
Yeah, there's a big third down right now, Mark. I mean, we're still early in the third quarter, but I tell you what, the way the game's been going, they were getting a couple first downs.
You know, the way they have their offense set up, it takes some time for the receivers to get open.
Mm-hmm.
So they hand it off again. Goes off the gut. Gets some positive yards. Takes a lick.
Yeah, Hochter
on the carry.
Down by the Vikings, number 77, Brady.
Tells the official that there was a...
Brings up fourth.
A little whatnot in there. Had a little conversation with the official. Now they're at 4th and 5.
We're punting it. They're punting it, aren't they? Kind of have to on that side of the field.
Man.
You can't, after what just happened, I don't think you could possibly give them the ball on this side of the field.
Yeah, they're
going to
punt it.
Maybe on the other side of that 40, that'd be another story. Where you're at, you kind of have to punt it.
They're going
to
line up to punt it. Bronson sends a guy back, and they're looking for everybody. Just a rush. They get off, barely gets it off.
Wow.
Good high punt. Got some distance on it. Takes a Bronson bounce.
Yeah, it's going to lay down about, what, the 11?
It hit at the 10.
Down the ball.
Bounce back to the 11. But really, you're hoping, because they had the coverage. If that starts rolling towards the end zone, they have him inside the 5. But it takes a Bronson bounce. Hits at the 10. Stops at the 11. So Bronson's got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah.
But they've shown they can move the ball, and they've shown they can chew up the clock, too.
That's very true.
Because Hanover Horton, they've only touched the ball once during this Hanover Horton School's third quarter, and it was a 3-and-out.
Yeah, they still can't get that offense going.
4:45 to go here in this third. 12-6, Bronson on top. 3 wideouts our way, 1 on the far side, Stuckey in the backfield. Lozinski keeps it himself. Fakes the handoff to Stuckey, takes it around the corner, and gets good positive yardage.
Vikings ball carrier number 7, Spencer Lozinski.
Brought down by Nate Dell again.
Brought down by the Comets number 4, Lucas Nadell.
Good sure tackle. I mean, once he got to him, but heck, that was after a good 6 yards.
Brings up 2nd and 3 from the
18-yard line. They're looking at 2nd and 3. Hanover Horton Schools, 4:18 to go here in the third. 2nd and 3 for Bronson.
They need to make a stand, Mark.
2 wideouts on the far side, 2 our side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lozinski takes the snap, hands it off. I believe that's Whitaker again. Stop, but it looks like he's going to be close to the first down.
He's getting closer.
He's 2 yards short.
Number 1, Aiden Whitaker.
He could be 2 yards short. He's right there at the 20.
Number 0, Adam Lay.
Yeah, nice hard pop though once he got through there.
Weston Dick.
3:46 in the third. 12-6, Bronson on top. 3rd and 1 from the 20.
Yeah, that offensive line has put something together. Because first quarter, Hannah was actually getting through there. But recently, they've had a hard time even touching the quarterback.
Yeah, they haven't done any. Yeah, they haven't put any pressure on. Haven't gotten any pressure in the backfield. Hands off to goes the other way. Looked like they're handing it off to Stuckey, but it goes around the corner. That's going to be enough for the first down.
Ball carrier number 30, Dalton
Horde.
Brought down by the Comets number 4.
Haven't said his name in a while, but he gets enough yardage to move the sticks.
The Vikings first down.
1st and 10 for the Vikings. It's going to be at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, they're definitely starting. They're starting to figure their offense out. At least starting to figure out Hanover's defense a little bit more.
And it feels like, yeah, they can air it out, but it's like a ground-first offense, and they throw it when they need to.
And they could do both.
Four wide out, Stuckey in the backfield. Whitaker goes in motion. Hand off to Stuckey. He loses the handle on it. Didn't stick in the gut. Fell down on the ground and loses a yard. Did he fall on it? Yeah, Hanover Horton's not saying they got it. So stays Vikings ball.
Recovered by number 20, Reed Stuckey.
Stuckey gets his own mishandle on that. 2:40 to go here in the third, Drew. It's 6. It's 12-6. Vikings on top. Hanover Horton needs to get a stop, and they need to get something going on offense.
I say defense can stop them all they want, but if you can't put points on the board, you're not going to win. They got to figure something out.
Showing blitz. Five linemen, going to bring a linebacker on our side. Handoff up the gut. They went over that side where the blitz was coming, and Whitaker is able to get positive yards.
Blakey was able to get through there, probably
5-6 yards before he got touched.
Four, Lucas Nadell.
And that was right where they were bringing the blitz, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just ran right by it. So third down and about, it's going to be a long three or a short four.
Down three from the 32-yard line.
Third and three. They're at the 32. 1:48 to go here in the third. The Hanover Horton School's third quarter. Lazaninski and the shotgun. Two wideouts the far side, two wideouts our way. Stuckey in the backfield, bring a motion. They hand it to Stuckey.
Oh,
he spins out of a tackle.
Still stopped right about the line.
Gets up to about the line of scrimmage, and that drove back. So it's going to be fourth down.
Number 20, Reed Stuckey.
Is this the stop by Hanover Horton is needed to dial up, or is Bronson going to go for it?
I think they're kicking it.
They're bringing in the punting unit.
And three from the 30.
Kind of like they were on the other side when Hanover had the ball.
Yeah.
I would not take that kind of chance in a game like this, especially when Hanover has been able to move the ball.
Punting for the Vikings, number 25.
If we're running out of time in the fourth, you go for it, but we're not there yet.
Exactly.
For the Comets, number 9.
I would definitely trust my defense right now.
They punt it. A little bit of a line drive punt lands at about the 40 or the 38. Tries to pick it up.
Wow.
Lost the handle on it, picked it up again, and then it's just clobbered. That could have been a disaster.
Yeah, well, originally he was going to let it bounce and run. And I don't think he wanted to let it go too far, so he picked it, dropped it, and like you said, that almost got ugly.
So Hanover Horton takes over. They're going to be where they have them standing, about the 32. So it'll be first and 10 from the 32. Boy, 48.6 to go here in the third. That was a quick third quarter.
That was a quick third quarter, Mark.
Bronson pretty much controlled that whole third quarter. They got a score and had the ball for the vast majority of it. Hanover Horton had it for a three and out. This is their second possession of the third quarter. Ready for the snap. Bevere snaps it, hands it off. Looks like it went over the guard and then just went backwards.
Comets ball carrier number 24, Ledger Inman.
Inman didn't get inside
down
that.
By the Vikings, number 3, Caleb Harvey.
You talk about wearing down the lines. I tell you what, it looks like the defensive line right now is just wearing out the Hanover's offensive line.
Definitely. And I think that's when we're seeing it here towards the end of the third quarter into the fourth. Seeing which line's starting to win in the trenches here. Second and 10. 13 seconds to go. They're going to try to get this one off before the quarter expires, and they do. Bevere pitches it out. Tries to get the corner. Gets a little speed.
I don't think he quite got enough for a first down, though. He's about a yard or two short, Mark.
3, J.J. Russ.
Russ getting his name called again, getting some good positive yards, and that's going to take us to the third.
20,
we'll be back in 1 minute, back in 60 seconds, as the Comets are down 12-6 to Bronze. Oh, wait. We got 3.
We got one more play.
From the 40.
He was out of bounds.
Sorry, he was out of bounds. 3.7 to go. Sorry.
It's okay.
At least Luke, our producer back in the studio, knows what we're going to do in 3.7 seconds.
I was going to take my headset. You had me talking. I was looking at the board, and I was still getting my stuff off.
Oh, my gosh. 3.7 to go here in the third. Third and one for the Comets. Third and one. Bevere takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Gives it to...
Oh, he's got some room out there.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of room. Able to get the corner. Gets the first down.
Cummins ball carrier
number five on the carry. Griffiths taking the ball around the edge, Kevin getting the Stewart, first down. Now we'll be back in 60 seconds as the Comets still trailing 12-6. We head to the fourth quarter on 95.9 the Power Cow.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you are investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Bronson on top, 12-6. Final quarter of football for one of these teams.
Tell you what, Hanover really needed that first down right before the quarter there. That's just to get something positive out of that third quarter, because other than that, it was all Bronson.
They got it at the 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Comets. Now going from left to right on your radio dial. Oh, what happened? They got lined up, and then they backed off the ball. I'm not seeing a call for a timeout. Oh, the white hat was talking with Coach Messer.
Yeah, I think the refs were just holding the play, so I think they were going back just to regroup first.
Okay. All right, here we go. Now we're back at it. Fresh 12 on the board here in this Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Revere takes a snap, hands it off to Hochter on the far side, trying to get the edge. He's being chased by three white jerseys.
I can't believe how fast, as big as that edge was, as fast as he was, it chased down Hochter on that.
Number nine off
he got swallowed up on the far side. And he's
shaking up on it a little
bit. He's getting up slow.
Down by the Vikings,
but he got up.
75.
Looks like he's got a little hint of a limp. But he goes back into the huddle. Took his time getting up, but back in huddle, staying in the game.
That was a great play. It really was on that end. Hochter was running full speed. And he was still able to catch him and drag him down.
Yeah, there was three white jerseys over there that ended up containing it and causing a loss on that. So they're looking at second and 13 from the 42. 11:15 to go here in the Cochran Electric fourth quarter. All right, Hanover Horton under center for Bevere. Takes the snap, hands it off. As they're trying to find the edge this way, this time slips.
Cummins ball carrier.
Could have got
five,
a few more yards. Griffiths just slipped on the turf. Vikings, slams 55. The ball down in frustration.
Carson scared.
Worst part is he has some room out there, Mark.
He did.
I think he probably at least 3 to 5 yards in front of him, if not more, depending on how that worked out.
He didn't have much separation. I mean, the defense was breathing down his neck, but he did have some grass in front of him. All right, so we're at 3rd and 9 now. Ball's at the 36-yard line. 10:38 to go here in Cochran Electric 4th. Bronson on top, 12-6. Here in this Division 7 district final. Hanover Horton's got a long way to go on this third down, 9 yards. Bevere takes a snap, hands it off.
Wow, they've just lost about Common 4 or 5 more.
Number 5, Colin Griffiths.
Griffiths getting up slow, too. Looked like it was an awkward tackle.
Harvey.
But he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. It's 4th and about 13.
4th and 9 from the 42-yard line.
It's about 4th and 13.
Yeah, I agree.
Didn't make the change up on the board. Yep, and Hanover Horton's going to punt it. At some point, knowing you don't get the ball a whole lot when Bronson has it, at some point you're going to have to go for it when you don't want to. Gets the punt
wobbly.
Off. It's a wobbler.
Short wobbly kick. And it just died.
Lands right about the 26-yard line. That's where Bronson takes over.
Ball at the 31-yard line.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, they are having a hard time with the defense of Bronson right now.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, actually, all game they have for the most part. I mean, they were moving the ball a little bit in the first half, and then they were just kind of stalling on their drives. But really, the second quarter, third quarter, that was they barely moved the ball.
They've only had two possessions, and they only had one first down.
True.
So, yeah, it's been a tough second half, tough fourth quarter for Hanover Horton and his Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Bronson takes over. Three wideouts on the far side, one our side. Stuckey in the back. Lazaninski takes a pass and throws it out to the far side. Blockers. Gets the connection and gets a first down. And what's been known as the wide receiver screen pass.
Brought down by the Comets number four, Lucas Nadell.
You already had two wide receivers out there. Stuckey just books it out that way. So you set up that screen pass with three blockers in front of you. You can get the first down on first down. And
they've used that, like I said, a few times tonight to get the first downs.
So they find the ball at the 39, second and 10. Well, it should be first and 10. So second and 10 on the board. First and 10 for Bronson. Two wideouts on each side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lazaninski taking his time, getting the shotgun snap. Comes in, hands it off. It's keeper. Goes to the far side.
He's got some room.
And he does.
Another first down.
Gets enough of the first down. Well, they bring Whitaker like they've done several times.
Ball carry
in motion.
Seven,
they hand it off to him in motion, but they don't that time.
Down by the
defense
four,
just broke down
Lucas
this way.
The Vikings first down.
That's two plays on this possession and two first downs for Bronson Drew.
Yeah, they're moving the ball quick again, Mark.
Right at the 50. First and 10 at the 50. 9 minutes to go in this Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Four wideouts, two our side, two that side. Stuckey, the backfield. Lazaninski takes the handoff. Hands it to Whitaker this time. Is that Whitaker?
They got him stopped this time.
That's not Whitaker.
That was a nice 30. Play by J.J. Russ.
Don't hoard.
Busted through, caught him for what? About a 2-3 yard loss.
Hoard on the carry. Took a lick and just got walloped for a loss. Hopefully that's the spark that lights this Comet D. They're looking at second and 14 now.
And that clock is just ticking, Mark.
It is. 8:30 to go here in the fourth. Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Bronson probably looking to pass here. They got four wideouts. Two the far side, two our side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lazaninski takes the snap. Fakes it. Oh, he gives it. Hands it off to Whitaker, who's got green. Oh, and he's just tripped up.
Yep, pulled him down after about a five-yard gain.
Whitaker brought down by the Comets number four.
Gets past the original line of scrimmage. So they're looking at third and nine.
Third and nine.
Third and nine.
51.
Seven.
Third and nine.
If you want to look at it that way, I'll call it the 49.
You know what? It's a very good point, Mark.
I've done that before. Seriously, I've done that before. At least once a season.
Wow. This is my first football game.
Third and nine. Takes the snap. Drops back. Lets it fly. Pass. Wide open.
They've done that so many times tonight, Mark.
Six.
Quick, just get past the stick. Stop, turn, pass 10. Right to him, and he's open.
Quick little three-step drop. Three-step drop. It doesn't take much.
Nope.
Four, Lucas
gets
Liddell,
open
and
quick.
And the Elijah's not getting any penetration. No pressure on the quarterback. Nothing in his face. He's got time to set up and wait for his receiver to get open.
And the receiver's getting, I mean, not much separation, but just enough. He was able to get like 2 yards away from the defender on that one. Moves the sticks.
So they're in front of him.
They're at the 36, first and 10, 7:15 to go here in the Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Three wideouts our way, one that way. Stuckey the backfield. Lazaninski takes the shotgun snap, throws it out this way to Whitaker.
Oh, they're ready for it that time.
Whitaker dropped behind the line of scrimmage.
By Griffiths again.
Down by the Comets number five, Colin Griffiths.
And at some point, Drew, you got to get it. You got to get a stop. You got to get that ball back. You're only one score down, but Hanover Horton has an offense that doesn't move quickly.
They do not move quick, Mark.
They do not.
Not at all.
So you got to get a stop, and you got to get it quickly.
Especially as good as that line.
15 from the 41-yard line.
I think that bigger line of...
That's a slow-moving front four for Bronson.
Yes. And I think that extra step, that extra time is going to give him that extra strength right now.
Low snap on the shotgun. Lazaninski lets it fly up the middle. Is
nice
it connected?
No, that was a nice knockdown by Nadell.
Oh, they call it complete.
Broke up by number four.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Lucas Nadell.
That was a nice play by Nadell. As soon as the receiver went to catch it, he popped him right away.
All right.
Brings up third and 15 from the 41.
Third and forever for Bronson.
And that stops the clock, Mark.
that does stop the clock. That
Hanover needs that.
You know, Hanover Horton has two opponents right now. They've got Bronson in front of them, and they got the clock behind them.
And neither of them are friendly.
No, nope. They aren't. 6:19 to go in the Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Bronson, 3rd and 15 from the 41, and they're on top, 12-6 right now. A little giddy up, too. They ran up the line that time. Three wideouts our way. Drops back, sets the pass.
Oh, he caught it.
It's complete.
Oh, they're not. Wow.
And they can't bring him down.
He caught that 5 yards short of the first down, was able to carry two players to get a first down.
And it wasn't even on the target. He had to turn around and go back behind the defense to get it.
Number three, J.J. Ross.
And then takes two defenders, carries two defenders with him to get the first down.
That's what got him low, Mark.
Brings up 1st and 10.
6:11 to go here in the Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Bronson on top, 12-6. They are now at the 25-yard line with a fresh set of downs and 10 yards to go.
Wow. Slow and methodical, Mark. They're just slow and methodical moving down the field.
They're just eating all sorts of time. Four wideouts, Stuckey in the backfield. Lozeninski takes the snap, hands it off. Is that Horde that has it? Ran right into the line.
Yep. That was tackled by a galaxy there, Mark. I haven't been able to say that in a while.
I know.
That was a tackle by a galaxy of comets.
They stuffed that B gap, and they had nowhere to go.
Carrier number 30, Dalton Horde.
Actually, looks like they lost about half a yard.
Brought down by a galaxy of comets.
See, I told you.
Led by number 70, Brody Burke.
Second, and they're calling it 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like 10 and a half, if that. But that's the calling at 11. So
Bronson's slowly taking their time at this point.
Yeah, they are. I mean, if you're Bronson, and now the back official has his hand up. You don't even think about snapping it until that.
Nope.
Drop back three steps, lets it fly off the mark.
Vikings, number
he connects
seven,
on that. That's a score.
Ball is incomplete.
I'd have a hard time throwing it right now, Mark.
He's up third.
I don't want the clock
26.
To stop. To me, that like you said, you got two opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Why take the other one out of play? As far as I'm concerned, you'd be able to run the ball pretty good against Hanover. I would keep running it.
They've had success whenever they try to get over the edge.
Exactly.
Around the edge. They've had all sorts of success on that all night long.
Yep. Up the gut, not so much. But like I said, get to the corners, they've had a lot better luck.
That play that they run where they bring Whitaker in motion and hand it to him in motion has been working for him almost all night. Got blown up the last time they ran it. Maybe Hanover Horton's getting used to it. But all right, Bronson takes the snap. Quick little screen pass out to the far side to Whitaker. Runs through some defenders, but gets about 5 yards before he's brought down.
Pass complete to number one, Aiden Whitaker.
So fourth down, and this is when you go for it.
Brought down by the Cowboys, number 56, Levi
Teachout. So fourth down at the 26, 4th and 6 to go. They're going to go for it.
Of course.
They're not going to kick it here.
Brings up 4th and 6 from the 26.
Now you can throw it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you throw it here or not. You got to get the first down. Or you're going to hand it over on downs.
This is a big play, Mark.
They need a stop. This crowd comes to life for Hanover Horton.
Low snap.
Pass is...
Nope, incomplete.
Incomplete.
Wow, they stopped them when they needed to, Mark. They gave the offense a chance.
Pass was a little bit off the mark,
but
the defender was all over him.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a holding call.
So Bronson gives it up on downs. Hanover Horton, they've got life. They got 4 minutes, 15 seconds to find the end zone and tie this up. A score ties it up.
Score ties it up.
You put it through the uprights, 2 points, you win. You got it, but you got to get to the other end of the field.
You got to get to the end zone.
Bivier on the center, hands it off, goes over the guard, and is run into a handful of white jerseys.
I'm impressed with their tackling, Mark. I'll tell you what, they do not miss many tackles.
Common ball carrier,
they get about a yard.
Colin Griffiths, number 77,
had the ball for the Comets, gets about a yard.
That's about it. They were stopped quick.
3:54 here in the Cochran Electric fourth quarter. Bronson on top, 12-6. Hanover Horton has the ball with 9 yards to go on the 27-yard line. It's second down. Break huddle. Bevier under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off. Quick handoff up the gut. He's got a little bit of room. Doesn't quite get the first down, but you got a good chunk to make it third and manageable.
Brought down by the Vikings, number 20, Reed Stuckey.
Calling Stuckey's name on defense, too.
Yeah. That kid's all over
the field,
Mark.
Third and four.
So third and four. This is the best third down they've Hanover Horton seen in a while. That Bronson side's coming to life now.
They need to get creative. They've got to get creative. They've got a long ways to go and not a lot of time to do it.
Third and four. 3:04 to go. Handoff goes over the far side. Doesn't get the first down.
He's short by about what? Yard and a half?
He gets a yard. If that.
Nine, Austin Hockner.
So it's fourth down. And this, you got
to
go for it.
You're not punting it away here.
You got to go for
three,
it.
Jesus on the line on this play right here, Mark.
2:45 to go. Fourth down and one. Wow, they gave him a couple yards on that.
They gave him more than it looked
like. Fourth and one at the 30. Hanover Horton lines up. Bevere under center. Takes a snap. Hands it off.
Uh-oh.
Goes to the right
he
side.
Did not get
it's
it.
Stuffed.
He didn't get it.
It's stuffed.
Oh, man.
Hanover Horton turns it over on downs.
They went right at that line again, Mark.
Ledger,
2 minutes, 26 seconds to go.
Boatload of Vikings.
Hanover Horton. Oh, they're going to need a miracle here.
That's going to make it really tough at this point, Mark.
I know there's been at least one timeout called. I want to say that was Bronson that called it earlier.
Yeah, I don't think Hanover's using it yet.
So they got three timeouts. They've got a chance to get this ball back.
Wow.
They do have a chance to get the ball back.
That definitely makes this a little bit tougher game, Mark.
It does. Hanover Horton's not built to score quickly.
Mm-mm.
Bronson takes a snap, hands it off. Hanover Horton makes contact in the backfield.
Up.
They run around three defenders, but
they're
able to get
back
the stop.
Vikings ball carrier number 30.
Somebody's down.
Their timeout.
Don't
they got a timeout, but we've got to calm it down.
Hey, we got one of each.
We got two Comets.
The Vikings up.
Two Comets bumped heads as they're going in for that tackle.
That's at Griffiths.
Griffiths Black coming up slow. Going to have to come
Colin
out.
Griffiths.
Messer called the timeout. So Hanover Horton's going to talk it over. We're going to see a couple timeouts. Let's just go ahead and keep it here for now. 2:19 to go. Bronson on top, 12-6. Hanover Horton. Let's see.
Second
and
13.
They're at the 32-yard line. Drew, Hanover Horton's got to get something going.
It's going to be a tough one, Mark. Obviously, that's what we've been saying all game. Right here at the end, I mean, that was our best chance. Like I said, third and three here a few minutes ago, and unfortunately, not be able to capitalize on that. That was kind of, that's going to make it tough. Do they have a chance? Of course they do, but that's going to be a long ways down the field if they do get a stop here.
Bronson, if you're Bronson, you just got to keep it on the ground.
Of course,
you're not putting that thing in the air at all.
Make them use all their timeouts.
Unless it's a quick little short, high completion rate kind of pass. But you just want to keep that on the ground and chew up the clock.
There's been a couple times in that last series, though, where I would have thought the coach would have done that, and he still passed it, so who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're comfortable with your quarterback, enough confidence, throw it. Throw it and end the game.
Four wideouts to the far side, to our side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lozeninski in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Whitaker, who's got a little bit of room over. Oh! Tripped up out of nowhere, flag comes in.
Ball carrier number
got
one,
a hold
eight,
on the
Whitaker,
offense.
Brought down by the Comets number four, Lucas Vidal.
Big play.
That's a big 10 yards.
Big call to go Hanover Horton's way.
That's big 10 yards.
They didn't use a whole lot of time on this possession either so far. Second and what's going to be forever as they're walking him back 10 yards.
Wow.
Hold on Bronson.
That's a big penalty, Mark.
That is a big penalty. Hanover Horton got bit by that in the first half a couple times.
Did he decline it? He's more worried about the down?
He declined it. That would make sense. I guess he can't.
Kind of. I'll be honest, Mark. As much problem as Hanover's been moving the ball, I'm thinking that's 10 yards back the other way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you are losing it down. I get that part of it.
It's one hand. You do one thing in one hand or you do the other in the other hand.
Very true. Yeah, that's a tough call.
3:13 on the 32-yard. Third and 13, 32-yard line. 2:14 to go. Bronson on top. Hanover Horton desperately needs to get a stop. Get that ball back. Messer used a timeout here. All right. Bronson lining it up. Two wideouts our way. Two on the far side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lozeninski.
No, it's on
the ground. Lose the ball. It's on the ground. And he falls on it right at the tip of the flame at the 40-yard line.
Okay, it was a good good thing you declined that penalty, Mark.
There you go.
They just gave him that 10 yards back.
Call. This crowd is coming to life.
That was huge.
Fourth and 11. It's got to be more than 11. It says fourth and 11 on the board. It's fourth and forever. It's like 25.
Yep.
Fourth and a 20, long.
21, somewhere there, 22.
Fourth and a long way to go. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go. Hanover Horton is down by 6 points right now. It's 12-6, Bronson on top. Messer calls a timeout.
What's he got, maybe one left?
He's got one left, if that.
I think I pooch kicked this one, Mark. I think I could comfortably try and get down the other side of the 10 because Hanover's had such a hard time moving the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to give it to him on the 40. Yeah, they got to stop him here to have any chance at all, obviously.
Fourth and 22 on the 41. Just over 2 minutes to go. Bronson.
They're going to punt it.
They're going to punt it. I'd watch the fake here.
I think it's a great idea. I'd punt it.
Punting it here. Hanover Horton's is going to let it bounce.
Oh, no.
They're going to let it bounce, and they're going to take it at the 5. With 1:53 to go.
Boy, Mark. That's a long road for Hanover Horton Comets right now, buddy.
We're going to see some passing, I think.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to.
Comets take over. First and 10.
1:53 to go. First and 10 from the 5. Bronson on top, 12-6. David Messer, if he has a timeout left.
They got Hochter going back in behind center, it looks like, because I see the beer on the sidelines.
Okay. Well. Yeah, it didn't
maybe he has a bigger arm. I don't know.
It's possible. I don't know. Maybe they're able to get like a quicker start on a run if it's a direct snap. We got everybody and their brother spread out.
Yeah, it all comes down to this.
Hochter takes the snap. Low snap. Has defense breathing down his neck. Completes his pass.
Is that a first down?
Completes his pass to
Comets number 9 off the
number 3.
Number 3.
J.J. Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Gets the reception. They get a first down and they get out of bounds.
That was a nice first play. Get out of the end zone.
1:47 to go. Stopping the clock. And they're gonna keep Hochter in there.
All right, they only gotta do that, Mark, about 9 more times.
Hopefully they can get a little more green grass on in front of them. Spread out again, man in motion.
Give him Hochter, some time. He's running for his life. He's rid of it.
He's got 3 white jerseys. Uh-oh. He throws it up in the air.
Oh, it was almost intercepted.
Almost Hochter picked off. Number 10 ran underneath it. That was Devin Stewart. Almost comes up with that one.
That line's going to have to give him more time because he needs to be able to throw it down the field to have a chance. He got to get yards.
He had 3 guys running after him, and he threw that up out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think he knew where he was throwing it. He just threw that up.
I mean, there was a comment in the area, luckily, to knock it out of the Vikings' hands.
That was out of desperation. You can't take the sack.
No, you had to get rid of the sack.
1:39 to go. Second and 10 from the 15. Hanover Horton. Hochter still in. Takes a snap. Again, running for his life again. Throws it out of bounds.
Throw it out of bounds. Had to get rid of it again.
Hochter's pass ball.
And that offensive line, they must be getting worn down, Mark, like we talked about earlier.
He has 0.0 protection. He
brings
does.
Third and 10
two, 3 jerseys running after
right
him.
Off the bat. Right off the bat.
1:33 to go. Bronson on top, 12-6. Hanover Horton. Third and 10 from their 15. Hochter under center. Brings the play in from head coach David Messer. They break the huddle up to the line. 2 wideouts our way, 2 wideouts to the far side. Hochter takes the snap, looks to pass, has a little bit more protection this time. Lets it fly.
It's up in the air. Oh, that's got to be a flag, isn't it?
It is. Pass interference.
That's first down, 15 yards.
Ball is incomplete.
Pass was intended.
Was that for J.J. Russ?
Looks like it was for number 3. Yeah, J.J. Russ. Whitaker was on the defense. Whitaker got caught with the P.I.
Yeah, that was an easy flag right in front of the ref. never turned around, just ran the receiver right out of the play.
Boy, in the pros, that's a spot foul. I wish we had that rule now.
Oh, it's not in high school?
Uh-huh. It's a fresh 15. Hey, it's 15. It's a fresh set of downs, just under a minute and a half to go. Hanover Horton trailing by six. Bronson has 12.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line.
Thomas have six. First and 10 from the 30. Again, they're all spread out with one back. Hochter in the shotgun. Yep. Timeout.
Yep, Bronson taking a timeout.
Timeout.
All right.
Well, there's a little light, Mark.
A little bit.
I mean, they just moved the ball 25 yards.
We're going to keep it right here again. We're going to keep it here. We're down to the nitty-gritty on it right now.
We're definitely down to the nitty-gritty.
Let me see if I can find some out-of-town scores.
I mean, obviously a little bit of help from the defense on that last play, but Hanover actually finally starting to show a little bit of life here toward the end.
Loman Christie on top, 37-0. Center on top of Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard late in the third, 21-18.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, they were down pretty big in the first half, weren't they?
They were down. I think they were down by like a 18, score or so.
18-7 or something like that early.
All right, 127 to go. Almost. But I mean, the end of that second quarter, end of the fourth quarter, this Cochran Electric fourth quarter. I mean, the people here are getting their money's worth tonight. This is some fun football.
Hey, baby, we're at the crater.
Comets take the snap. Hochter still under center. More pressure. Lets it fly. Has a man wide open. Overthrows him.
Yeah, he's back to running for his life again.
Just misses Russ by about 2 yards.
If he could have time to set up, he might actually have a chance to hit him on his receivers. But every time, they're in the backfield quick.
Only use 7 seconds of the clock. 1:20 to go. Second and 10 from the 30. Hochter under center. Bevere on the sideline. They're throwing it every down now. It's been a long time since Hanover Horton has thrown it this much.
That's for sure.
They can throw it. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen it in other games. They can do this. But you got to give Hochter some protection. They're only rushing 4 right now, and they're getting through. They're breaking containment. Hochter again running for his life. Loses the ball. Picks it up.
He's back up with it.
Still running for his life. Gives a stiff arm. Let's it fly.
He's wide open.
Oh my gosh, the
defender fell down.
Number 5, he's making his way to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Comets!
58.7 seconds left. This is a big 2-point conversion coming up, buddy.
Colin Griffiths gets the reception. Hochter running for his life, fumbles the ball, picks it up, stiffs arm a defender.
Wow.
Finds Colin Griffiths wide open at the 30. Runs the other way across the field. Gets a block from the only defender that's back there. Gets a block. Runs towards the pylon and scores.
Mark, that has to be one of the craziest plays I've ever seen. The way you just described it, it was unbelievable.
I saw it and I don't believe it.
I can't either.
We are tied up at 12 apiece, under a minute to go. Hanover Horton needs to find the end zone again. They need to convert this 2-point conversion.
Big 2-point right here.
The biggest play of all 11 men on the field. The biggest play of their life. This crowd, not one person is sitting down. In motion. Hochter gets the snap. Lets it fly. And
oh, my God.
2-point
conversion. Wow. As dead as this offense has been to just march down the field in about a minute, Mark. What a unbelievable
pass to AJ Fielder. Comets get the lead back. 14-12.
And that was actually pretty well defended, but they just kind of got it right in between the two defenders and he fell right into it.
Just found the soft spot, a laser right into the backfield. Gets the 2-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds. Comets got the lead. 14-12, 54.3 to go. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Well, on the kickoff, it was a line drive kickoff. They get it right at the 15, and then, like a bullet, run right up the gut, practically go untouched, taken down at the 50.
Brings up first and 10.
Not what you wanted on special teams.
Not at all. Not at all, Mark. We got a lot of football left for 45 seconds. There's going to be some plays left still.
First and 10 for the Vikings from the
48-yard line. Hanover Horton needs to dial up a stop. If ever you needed a three and out, now's the time.
I think it's going to take four.
Bronson flies it up. They've got what? Oh, wait. There's a timeout.
Yep.
Who called it?
Hanover.
Hanover Horton called the timeout. Well, they had some personnel confusion out there. We had some guys coming off going on. So Messer just decided to call the timeout to get things right. Back in 30 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Maybe the golf season is coming to an end, but not the great food at Deer Run. Their restaurant is open all winter long for lunch and dinner, plus an awesome Sunday morning breakfast. Deer Run, serving food worth driving to. And don't forget their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish. Looking for employment? Apply within at Deer Run Restaurant, 3200 Hanover Road in Horton.
High school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
45 seconds left to go. Hanover Horton on top, 14-12. Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn on the call for today. They at the 48-yard line, first and 10. They let it fly. Almost picked off. Almost picked off.
Broken up.
That would have been a 35-yard reception.
Brings up second and 10.
But Lozniewski's pass, basically on the mark. Tight coverage for Hanover Horton.
That was a good play right as soon as he got there.
And broken up. So now we're at second and 10. Bronson's at the 48-yard line. Hanover Horton, 14. Bronson, 12. 38.8. to go. Bronson, we've seen that they can air it out, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
You got to play that sticky defense. Got to stay
clean
in the pocket.
Sticky but clean.
Four wideouts. Two the far side, two near side. Stuckey in the backfield. Lozniewski takes the shotgun snap. Drops back. Loses containment. Under pressure. Decides to run it.
Tipped out.
He threw it before he got to the line of scrimmage.
Just barely.
Got it at someone's ankles.
Ball's incomplete.
So stops the clock. 31 seconds to go. Third and 10. 14-12. Hanover Horton on top. Third and 10. Bronson from their 48-yard line.
Wow. It's all I'm going to say right now, Mark. Wow.
This is, they're right there at the center of that ginormous Hanover Horton Comet logo.
It's beautiful.
Hanover Horton struggled much of this game. Dialed up what they needed to when they needed to. Now they need to dial up some D. Hanover Horton's getting pressure on Lozniewski. He lets it fly.
Pick off! Oh, my God. Picked off.
Just fall down. Fall down.
He sees the end zone.
He sees green. He's out running all the way jerseys.
He's going to get it.
Pick six off the game.
Intercepted by Hunter.
Two pick sixes for number nine, Austin Hocker.
Seals this game for Hanover Horton as they are now up 20-12.
Wow. They are going to move on, Mark.
Hocker.
All three touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
He had the two pick sixes and also threw that touchdown pass.
Getting an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning score.
What a change from 2 minutes and 20 seconds ago.
Well, Austin Hochter.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Wow.
absolutely amazing.
Like awesome. You said, going down would have been fine. He didn't have to run it for the touchdown. He'll look better in the stat book.
Austin Hochter. They go for the two-point conversion, and that, excuse me, that is stuffed. Goes nowhere. They didn't need it, though. It's 20-12. They're up by 8 with 14-7 to go. I said this was sealed up, but it's not quite. We still have some football to go. Flag. There's a flag.
A flag on the play.
I was about ready to take 30 seconds. Hang on. We still might. I want to see what this penalty is. We're going to keep it here. Unsportsmanlike against Bronson. Unsportsmanlike against Bronson. You know, when you've got eight, all you have is 8 points to go. You know, you can throw the ball. You're just shooting yourself in the foot at this point. Young man, you got to keep your head about your shoulders.
Yeah, that two-point conversion would have been made things a little bit different.
Yeah.
That would have slammed the door.
But you got 8 points, a score, and a two-point conversion. Hanover Horton getting ready to, we were about ready to go to break, but that flag changed things. So we're going to keep it right here. It's 20-12. Hanover Horton on top, 14.7 to go. And they're kicking off to Bronson. Well, last time, Bronson almost scored on that kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
It was a line drive kickoff. They're trying to get as deep as they could, but they didn't get any air under it. You got to try to prevent a return. So they're going to walk off that 15 yards. This is going to help.
Yep.
Wait, at this point, Drew, I'd almost just squib it.
Exactly.
If you squib it, you're going to get somewhere, somewhere between the 10 and 20.
Exactly what I was thinking. Last thing I do is give them a chance for another big run back. Like you said, they were a tackle away from running that last one back.
Yeah. 14.7, 20-12 to go. Hanover Horton on top. Boy, it was a struggle for a long time. Found a way to get it. So they put it in the air.
Not a bad idea. Is he going to return it?
Kick goes into the end zone.
And they're going to call that a touchback.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Not a bad idea, Mark.
First and 10.
Even better.
That's about where we thought they would start anyway.
Yep.
With a squibber.
With a squib. This way there's no chance for return.
14.7. All right, so.
Not over yet.
What type of defense are you setting up in, Drew, if you're Hanover Horton?
Oh, nobody's gonna get behind me. Everything's going to be in front of me. That's 100% sure. Yeah. I'd have a couple spies hanging out. There's no way they're going to be getting past me.
Yeah, they're lining up deep. So Bronson's at the 20. Hanover Horton's defenders are standing at about the 35.
Mm-hmm.
At the deepest. Oh, I'd probably put them back deeper.
I would, too.
Linebackers are standing about the 30. You've got three linemen. And he sees a little pressure, but he lets it throw. It's another pick.
Reception. That's going to be ball game, Mark. There it was.
Is that Hochter again?
Nope.
That is five. Number five, Colin Griffiths.
Griffiths getting the pick. That's going to do it. 7.6 to go.
Ain't nothing but a knee away at this point, Mark.
Hanover Horton is going to be your district champions. Hanover Horton.
I knew we had all on, Mark.
Yeah, I saw those bullets. You were sweating. No,
oof. Bronson. No, it's not warm enough up here for that.
Bronson had momentum, vast majority of the game.
No doubt about it.
For sure. They did. Hanover Horton takes a knee.
They had the game down there.
At the end of the game, your comments, 20, the Vikings.
If they could have gotten Hochter down back there or at least made him throw an incomplete pass, the game was over.
Yeah.
I mean, he was able to get down here, and that was still amazing, Mark.
Well, these two are lining it up. Tell you what, we're going to be back in 2 minutes and wrap it up with our post-game show here on 95.9 The Power Cow as the Comets win 20-12 here at Hanover Horton. Comets district champs. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
You ready to do it again?
95.9 The Power Cow. Mark Daly, Drew Gwynn, Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton, district champs, Drew.
Speechless, I mean, Mark.
You've grown up in the culture. You went to the school. You played in this program.
I mean,
this is first time. Last
Number
week, they get their first playoff
six,
win.
Devin Bevere.
Now they are conference. They're not only conference champs, they're district champs.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look what a job Messer's done with that program, though. Like I said, it's all about family. It's all about the culture.
But what we saw for the vast majority
eight,
of this
Levi
game,
Bradley.
Bronson in control.
No doubt
Bronson
about it.
Bronson controlled the tempo. They
Number
controlled
nine,
the offense. They were getting the push on the offensive and defensive line. But just something, that last
Number
portion
10,
of the fourth
Patrick
quarter,
Burrelli.
Hanover Horton found it. They found something, and they were able to score.
Yeah, with, 2 minutes ago, all of a sudden the game switched
Number
somehow.
11,
it was
Bronson
definitely didn't lose because of their defense. Because there's no doubt Hanover had a heck of a time trying to
Number
do anything
14,
offensively.
A.J.
Well, we were questioning bringing Bevere out and putting Hochter in. But obviously the coach knows what he's doing because Hochter couldn't get
Number
any protection.
12,
running for his life when he ended up completing to Griffiths over here
Number
by
17,
the third.
Cole
they were on
Griffin.
Their third and 10, way back in their own territory, running for his life, loses the ball.
Number 18,
throws, picks
Jackson.
It up, throws a stiff arm, completes a wobbly pass all the way down to the
Number
30
20,
to Griffiths,
Ronnie Jones.
Who runs across field, ties it up.
Yep.
Next possession for Bronson, they get the pick six. Hochter gets a second pick six of the game. Hanover Horton wins.
Unbelievable.
Hanover Horton
Kyle
wins.
Like I said, not a pretty offensive game at all, but they scored more than the other team.
And now they get, now they're getting the medals. They'll be getting the trophy here pretty soon.
Yep.
But, boy, this has been one heck
Number
of a night.
I'm
so
Cameron
glad you're able
Smith.
To come out to Hanover Horton
oh, it's been fun.
To carry this contest. This has been a fabulous night.
It has been great. What a beautiful
and,
night for football.
Number 44.
And they get to
Taylor
host the regional contest next week. Not sure who their opponent's going to be. That game hasn't been completed yet. But Hanover Horton will be.
Number 50, Nolan Arbuckle.
We'll probably be back here again next week.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway. I don't know. Drew, I guess any thoughts here as we're wrapping things up?
Oh, well, Mark, I tell you what, there again,
number 55,
I would say 70% of the game was owned by Bronson, but there was just those little parts in there where Hanover was able to kind of make a play here,
Levi,
and make it the play that made the big difference in the game, obviously. So,
yeah.
Hey, my hat's off to both teams. Bronson was great. Hanover was somehow pulled it out. It was a lot of fun, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Hanover Horton really hasn't ran away from a whole lot. They had their share of teams that they ran away from. But they're in a lot of close games throughout the season. And that's just what molded them for this moment here. Especially there in the fourth quarter game, those last two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns.
Parker Glover.
Really just a heck of a game to call. And I'm glad I got to call with you, buddy.
Glad I was here, man. It was a blast.
All right.
Thanks again.
That's gonna do it for us here on this time. Of course, we still have the Michigan Center game going on our sister station, K105.3. So flip it on over there and cheer the Cardinals on. For Drew Gwynn, my name is Mark Daly. We're signing off on 95.9 The Power Cow. Let's get back to more music and less go.
Thank you for listening to a special live broadcast of high school football on 95.9 The Power Cow. Tonight's live coverage was brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Lomar Machine and Tool, Cochran Electric, Hanover Horton Schools, and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming of more music and less bull.